We are the number one hated and attacked media organization in the world by every evil, disgusting, sickening organization on the face of the planet. And I'm going to say it. If you're going to go as big as you can. That's why John Hancock literally saw people signing their names, little bitty, and people he knew signed them. You really couldn't tell who they were, and I get it. Every person signing that was signing their potential death warrant. He got up there and went, boom, and he said, if I'm going to have the king coming after me, I want him to come after me, number one.
That's a pretty large signature, Johnny.
Yeah, and I'm going to risk my life fighting tyranny. Anybody that's ever been in fights, you're not looking for fights, but you've been in a few. You learn, you hesitate, somebody's trying to beat the hell out of you. You're going to get your ass kicked. But you just decide to beat the living hell out of them and stop worrying about who's winning. And you're going to win almost every time unless you're fighting Mike Tyson. I know people will knock you upside the head really hard and like sit back and look at what it did. Or somebody will hit you in the side of the head with a baseball bat and they'll kind of sit back and watch to see what it did. I'm like a Terminator. You're about to find out.
I'll shove that bat up your ass and turn you into a popsicle.
So that's what's going on here. And I love it because we're drawing their fire. We've exposed that. We've drawn them out of their rat holes to do all of this. The Soros scum and the Soros DA and just all of them. They're filth. They're disgusting tyrants. Just like judges in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia. They're disgusting. And it's like we're in the dark and they got night vision. We're in a pitch black arena with no light and they've got their illuminators on and they can see us and we can't see them. Well, guess what? I walked over with my listeners collectively and pulled the switch and turned the lights on.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
Their attacks on Trump, their lawfare, their all the criminal activity. How'd that work out for them? They were dumb enough to brag. Remember, everywhere. It'll be over for Trump when this mugshot comes out in Georgia. We're finally getting it. Every channel, remember? It's the end. The mugshot. The mugshot. The mugshot. And then Trump nails it with a beyond Clint Eastwood, badass American Eagle gaze of total defiance that everybody looks at and knows deep down, that's the alpha male, that's the badass, that's the defiant real person. You can't fake that look. And then when they shot him, you got even more of that look, except the lips pulled down and the teeth bared and the eyes bugging out. Yes, yes, we get to see who's really who at times like this, don't we? And now the bad guys are going to find out who's really who, aren't you? Because the veneer of civilization is burning off. And all the posers and all the thugs and all the bullies who thought they had this country on its knees and cowed are now just beginning to understand that they have awoken the terrible giant. We're now entering the 196th day of the really third Trump administration. He stole 2020, as we know, and he was the real president during that period. It's Monday, August 4th, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the embattled InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide. All right. We have a great guest coming up in the third hour. Haven't had him on in a while. Great guy from Scotland. Count Dankula to talk about all the different world events and things that are happening. Also a great comedian. In the fourth hour, I want to spend at least 30 minutes with major updates on the Palisades engineered fires that are 100% open and shut. And this is the administrative system of globalist warfare. And Mel Gibson really nailed it last week, and I've mentioned it and played it, but I want to really put all the pieces together today because everything I predicted has now come true, and these people need to be prosecuted, and they can be, because the public now understands that we demand the Trump DOJ take action. And I'm putting deadlines out for Trump on a lot of this stuff, on indictments on Crossfire Hurricane, the human trafficking smuggling, Palisades fire, and more. And we demand it. We will get it. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber. You can cancel any time. It's only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you that have ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We don't want to be predatory people like the globalists and be wolves. We want to be sheepdogs. We hunt the wolf. We protect the sheep. That's really my motto and what we stand for here. Thank you for joining us on this live Monday, August 4th, 2025 transmission. The first thing that needs to be said before I plunge into all this incredibly important news is you have been vindicated. Ron Paul has been vindicated. Anthony Sutton has been vindicated. J. Edward Griffin has been vindicated. Ted Gunderson has been vindicated. Bill Cooper has been vindicated. General Benton K. Parton has been vindicated. I can sit here and list thousands of incredible people, many of them dead now, whose shoulders we stand upon to know where we are and what we're facing today, and they've all been vindicated. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I have been vindicated. InfoWars has been vindicated. Our guest, our reports, our information has been 98%, if I had to dead reckon, accurate. Our North Star, our goal is to get it right. And that doesn't mean we always get it right, but most of the time, almost all the time, we do. And that's why we have so much credibility. And that's why the corporate enemy of the people media loves to try to cherry pick things to misrepresent what we stand for and who we are. But faster and faster at a more intense rate, not just in the United States, but all over this incredible planet, there is an explosive, ongoing, expanding, accelerating awakening. The Great Awakening has been here really accelerating the last decade, but when they tried COVID 5 years ago, their big plan for Disease X to bring in their total control that they said they would at the UN and the WEF and the Club of Rome and BlackRock, it blew up in their face. They went for it all and instead caused an explosive awakening, or it exploded the already expanding awakening. So always remember that in the background, that there is an incredibly fertile climate, atmosphere, soil in the public around the world to this truth. And now, when you speak up and you tell the truth and you stand for what's right, you have a majority of people that at least aren't naive completely anymore and want to know the truth. And a large minority, growing fast, that understands deeply what's going on. And it's horrifying to admit there's a global scientific dictatorship that's being formed, that its main goal is to dumb us down, poison us, suck our money out before they kill us slowly. But admitting that horror is not some demoralizing defeatist understanding and realization. It is the key to facing the problem and overcoming it. Now, no one listening to that statement can really disagree with it, can you? If there's a big problem, you don't fix the problem by living in denial, by sticking your head in the sand, and by saying, well, I'm just going to whistle past the graveyard. It's going to take engagement. It's going to take resistance. And there are so many of us, if we all just speak out some and resist some and educate some, the globalist program will disintegrate and is disintegrating. It's in free fall collapse. The problem is so much damage has been done, so much debt's been created, so much knowledge has been destroyed, so many people have been dumbed down and poisoned intellectually, culturally, spiritually, physically, that the wreckage is so intense, it's not enough to just remove the globalists from power. We're going to have to really engage and bust our asses to turn this thing around. It'd be like if you had a fire in your house in the kitchen and everybody's asleep, so it gets 5 minutes to burn until the house is full of smoke. By the time you wake up upstairs, you can barely make it down the stairs to get out of the house. And the question is there time to get out of the house? And then will the house completely burn down? And I spent probably 40 minutes last night on this. Yeah, I spent a little more than a segment and a quarter trying to explain to people that when we've had depressions and economic collapses before, people starve and there's mass crime and serious problems. But no researcher or futurist or demographer in any different scenario war plan by Pentagon and major corporations and insurance companies, no one disagrees that if we have a Great Depression type scenario worldwide, and that's how they work, that it will probably create an irreversible cascade of collapse, civil unrest, and hells that are unspeakably horrible. Simply put, close to half the population in the Great Depression was self-sufficient completely. 90% were rural, somewhat self-sufficient. We're now 85% urban. And of the 15% that are rural, less than half of them, or right around half of them, are self-sufficient. Now, you can do the math right there, can't you? Between 7 and 15 million people in major historical university studies are estimated to have starved to death or died from malnutrition associated with starvation. That's when most of the people lived in the country, and most of the people had big gardens, and a lot of people had big farms. I'm going to stop right there. But when we look at the Great Reset and the Club of Rome and the UN, the WEF plan to create a post-industrial world, to cut farming in half, to, quote, save the earth because carbon comes out of plants. That's John Kerry last year. The madness of a statement like that, the arrogance of it, knowing that if you cut half the food supply, it would cause a total worldwide collapse, war in the streets, civil unrest, massive war, at every level, every country against every country, internal civil wars. It is the deliberate attempted collapse of civilization, which is the UN Treaty, Rio de Janeiro, 1992, that set up Agenda 21. And the globalists have believed they can organize the collapse and pose as the saviors during the collapse and use that to depopulate and use that to set up a total police state as the answer to the collapse. But they can only get away with that if the public didn't know that they were behind it and went along with the virus lockdowns and the carbon climate lockdowns, all the things they've openly announced before they even released COVID they wanted. And they said COVID's a great test for the carbon lockdowns. But because they've been exposed now, they're trying to pull back from it because they know it's not going to work. It wasn't going to work before. By work, they weren't going to be able to make it through that and control that chaos. And a lot of their own top people figured this out in the last decade. And so much of the resistance to the classic globalist depopulation, transhumanist, great reset, if not even from people in the power structure that are angels, but people that are realists and realize that their own plan was setting up a death trap for them. So the Great Reset equals Road Warrior meets the Road meets World War Z. All right, let me tell you what is coming up today. We have Count Dankula, great comedian and talk show host, really smart guy, joining us in the third hour. I'm going to give you the latest updates and how it's coming to a head on the engineered administrative terrorism, Palisades fire, not the model for other areas, the globalists want to burn out, and Mel Gibson's very accurate statements leading the charge against it. I want to open the phones up in the second hour, and I'm going to be interspersing news and breaking news, obviously, with that as it all unfolds. But here's what I want to get into right now. Let me just mention these topics, and I'll get into them. GOP Senator John Thune quietly blocks Trump's recess appointments with sneaky procedural maneuver, which we told you a couple weeks ago we heard was coming. Launches a series of pro forma sessions to keep Senate in fake session during August recess, but will then not confirm Trump's nominees. Biden-Harris ready to unleash trove of embarrassing Kamala stories in response to her book. They're all eating their own infighting. Senate confirms Jeanine Pirro as U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia in narrow vote for blocking Ed Martin. Got a lot more on that coming up. Then we've got the attack on Trump's attempt to stop the Great Reset and not to stabilize the U.S., the whole world. Economic data now in doubt. Wall Street Journal, Ministry of Truth. Trump fires official over jobs report, echoing an authoritarian playbook. No, we know this woman put out completely fake numbers, the fakest ever jobs report for Biden. And then now she put out reports that a lot of experts looked at and said were too low on job creation, and then revised those, coordinated with the Federal Reserve not cutting rates last Thursday in a coordinated effort to crash the economy. That's a fact. So Trump is taking action, getting rid of all these Biden and Obama appointees that are doing this, and they're trying to spin it as totalitarian because they want the economy collapsed, because the private central banks can then come in with unlimited money they can loan out to take full control of governments and societies and finish the U.S.'s journey towards economic ruination. That's coming up. Then we're going to look at more and more of the radiation release incidents, not just here but around the world, as Trump and others accelerate the rollout of even neighborhood nuclear power plants they say are safe and effective, just like the shots. And I know this is kind of a old-fashioned right-wing sacrament, just to say nuclear is totally safe, it's the best thing ever, we need it. It's Stone Age technology compared to all the free energy stuff they've got. Trump admits they have it. Roll that out, not neighborhood nuclear power plants that are essentially completely safe. Yeah, right. I had a lot of attacks last night talking about some of the evidence I noticed on X in the video we posted last night. About half the comments were, I thought you were one of us, Alex. This is pretty liberal. Oh, don't worry. All the modern leftists love nuclear power now and say it's great. Just because leftists 50 years ago were right about nuclear power doesn't mean that, you know, that just because they've done something right. A blind hog can find acorns. Broken clocks are right twice a day. It's not that nuclear energy isn't very amazing and interesting. And the problem is that the way corporations and governments run these things, you always have problems, and we have much better technologies now. Nuclear power is like windmills. It's old. There's it's all on regular stuff, just incredibly better. So you don't need to, do all this. You can heat up water and turn turbines. There's a lot. Of course, the left, at the same time, also wants all the hydroelectric dams torn down, claiming it hurts the fish and all the rest of it. So they're wrong about a lot of other stuff, but nuclear power just, in general. I mean, look at France. They have constant leaks, serious cancer issues all around them. They're the per capita use the most nuclear power of any country in the world. Then it's Japan. And then you see all the problems with reactors in Ukraine and Russia, the meltdowns. I mean, it's not done right, folks. And you could argue, magically, maybe, run them perfectly. But it just is a fraud in my view. Also coming up, the whole world, and I mean the whole world, has turned against Israel. And a lot of it is legitimate criticism. I see some of it that is not accurate criticism. But it's not my job to be an apologist for Israel. I want to talk about where I see this going. Because this has been going on for years, but it has now reached the new proportions where just everywhere I go on the street, not just on X, talk radio, you name it, Israel, 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 Israel. And then Israel is in its own bubble, and the world's watching their TV programs where they laugh about the starving kids and call them all subhumans and, do all of this. And just Israel, on average, is on a complete power trip. And they, though, have record numbers of people in Israel, Jews, turning against it, but that's the minority. And I don't know about what comes out of this, because people think if you just bash Israel and Jews all day, that's some magic thing you do, and then somehow that fixes all the problems in the world. And that's my issue with criticism of Israel. I'm all about criticizing real things Israel does. And Israel's manipulating our politics, doing all sorts of stuff, and I've got a big problem with it. It's just attributing that all the wars in the world have been caused by Jews, and that if we just could send the Jews to Mars, everything would be just fine, is a very, very dangerous mindset. And so I've got some examples I just ran across that I've been looking for, it's just everywhere, of criticism of Israel. And I want to play some of the ones that are legitimate in my research view and some of the ones that aren't. I mean, one example is there's this, well-done video with this woman playing two women. And she's like, Trump wants to deport dual citizens, but he doesn't want to deport Israeli dual citizens, American Israeli dual citizens. And I follow everything Trump does. And I go, Trump never said that. It was an April Fool's. And I had the crew go look, and they go, no, that's not true. There's all sorts of people that are dual citizens from the UK. I mean, you name it. The U.S. does not accept people from, like, North Korea that are dual citizens and things. My cousins were all born in Guatemala, and my uncle's down there in Iran-Contra, and they've got dual citizenship in Guatemala. They're American citizens. They live here, but they speak Spanish good. They're not getting deported. It's just not true. So you see this powerful video, and you go, my God, anybody who's dual citizen is being deported unless you're Jewish. And then I see the comments and everybody's like, those damn Jews. And it's just not true. So my issue is people not understanding history fully. Like, I've got videos where, and I without looking, I saw like six or seven of these last night, just scanning around. And I just kept popping up. Israel, or the Jews, caused World War I. The Jews caused World War II. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, certainly they were part of World War II. But, I mean, the Jews weren't even really on the radar in World War I. I mean, England wanted to take down Germany because it was dominant in the Austro-Hungarian Empire because their empire was failing. And you can argue the Rothschilds were based there, but they were funding both sides. So, I mean, at that level, you have the Warburgs and the central banks funding the Germans and running the U.S. Federal Reserve. So I mean, they were Jewish. So, yeah, there was, you know, I mean, that's true to an extent. It's just there's larger projects going on. There's other things happening. That's like when I've said we need to really focus on what Communist China is doing and their expansion and them being really the big threat and not Russia. And then you get called a Russian agent by the neocons and the left. And then a lot of the populace that have woken up somewhat, they then think if you talk about China being a threat, that you're a CIA neocon and that you're trying to cover up for Israel because Israel is the only issue on the planet. And I will assure you, Communist China is not run by Israel. And Communist China is the big expansionist threat other than the globalists running us that we're trying to get rid of. So I just grade things as I see them. And yeah, just because our own establishment doesn't like China doesn't mean China's good. Our globalist establishment set up the Communist Chinese, gave them the jobs, gave them the cornering the market on rare earth minerals and the rest of it. And they double-crossed the globalists day one going back 40 years ago. But they really double-crossed in the last 15. That's when you have the Asia pivot. And then Israel wants to stay in the Middle East for its hegemonic control. And so there's a big fight in the U.S. government between elements of the CIA and Mossad over wanting to move out of the Middle East entirely so we can deal with China. And people go, well that's the policy of the war planners and the CIA. Well, yeah, because they set up Mao Zedong. And then their people turned on him, so they're really pissed about it. So just because the CIA is raping us and enslaving us and doing all this, the fact that the CFR and most of the globalists have been forced to turn against China now is a good thing. We want to stop Communist China, and we want to stop the globalists and get rid of them, and we want to stop Israel manipulating our foreign policy to keep us in the Middle East. See, I want to stop what Israel wants to do under Netanyahu. I want to stop what the globalists want to do here, heavily tied in with Israel. And I want to stop the Communist Chinese. Russia can't even control its own country. It's the biggest country in the world. Russia has energy and resources out the butt, way more than even the continent of Africa. And if Russia ever got so expansionist that I saw any signs of them in our business, I would be up in their grill. But no real analyst will say that Russia is even on the radar, other than their nuclear weapons and the fact that they've got a lot of energy that pisses the globalists off they're able to sell. So the Russians are really in the same boat as the American people, the people of Canada. They're under globalist attack. We're under globalist occupation. They're under attempted globalist occupation. So, see, that's the map of the world. And if you go get a PhD in geopolitics, they teach all that. But they teach the globalists are good, and then the globalists should be dominant. No, I think we should remove the globalists and have a new international order off of mutual respect and openness. And Trump's been saying that's what he wants, and he's certainly going that direction, though it's not perfect, because Israel keeps pulling him back into the old neocon model. We'll be right back. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history, TheAlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What has the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, I mentioned some of the news coming up. There's a lot more we'll be getting to, and I'll drill through in more detail everything I already mentioned. Like this, let's get into this first. So, Trump's biggest problem is not the Democratic Party. They have record low poll numbers, record low money raising. Their election fraud's getting exposed everywhere. Their gerrymandering is being overwritten with the redistricting of key battleground states. Everything Trump's doing, I've looked at. It's exactly what I would do, what the economists and experts I talked to would do. I mean, he's doing an excellent job on the stuff that he's doing an excellent job on. His problem is Mike Johnson. And people like Lindsey Graham that tell him whatever he wants to his face and then stab him in the back. So contrary to what the media said 2 weeks ago, Trump wanted them to stay in session and approve his nominees to the ambassadorships and the agencies and everything. Thousands of them. They're held up. Hundreds of key ones. And they lied and said, he wants them out of session. So the Epstein stuff won't be looked at. And then, of course, Republicans passed subpoenaing the DOJ. Was it true? Because they want to try to put heat on Trump, they think. But now all the Democrats actually don't want the information. But that's another issue coming up. His big issue is John Thune, the Republican leader of the Senate. And when I talked about this a couple weeks ago, people didn't believe it. They said John Thune is going to not take it out of session so Trump gets recess appointments for a year at least. And they'll get approved in that year for sure, almost all of them. He said either recess or stay in session. They did the other thing. They're staying in session, but every 4 to 5 days, they're having a vote saying they're in session, which is a quorum call of a few senators while everybody else is gone. And that way, they don't go out of session, and they're not really in session, but they're technically in session, so Trump doesn't get what he wants. That is swamp sabotage, because while this is going on, all the people that Biden put in, many of them were just put in again after Obama first put them in. Hell, some have been there since Bush W. Now, that's where the real swamp is. So you want Trump to get rid of all these people and do all this, and then the ones they're able to spotlight, they fire. Then federal judges try to put them back in. Then Trump's got to go do a court battle. He wins every time. But they're sabotaging. It's like, running a truck into the mud up to the axles. So why is it Trump flamethrowing John Thune? Why? Lindsey Graham, tell Trump to go to hell. Trump endorses him again for the Senate. GOP Senator John Thune quietly blocks Trump's recess appointments with sneaky procedural maneuver, launches series of pro forma sessions to keep Senate in fake session during August recess. And they've already got the dates set where they're going to have the votes. Tuesday, August 5th, Friday, August 8th, all at 1 p.m., Tuesday, August 12th, 8 a.m., Friday, August 15th, 10:15 a.m., August 19th, 10 a.m., Friday, August 22nd, 9 a.m., Tuesday, August 26th, 12 p.m., Friday, August 28th, 7 a.m. They even got it scheduled for the few senators that'll be there to do that. So this is really evil. It goes against the will of the voters and a popular president. And Trump needs to be threatening to primary Thune. But instead, Thune and them know if they sit there and kiss his ass that he won't go after him. So that's not $5 trillion D chess, folks. That's not even checkers. And we know why. It's because of who these guys are, chief of staff, who's worked for all these people. And they're not screwing Trump as bad as they did in his first admin, but it's definitely going in that direction. And it's really bad. So I say to the listeners, everybody else, let's get talk radio talking about it. Let's get everybody, Bannon's already talking about it. We need to get everybody on this, okay? Because the Democrats are destroying themselves and eating their own right now. And if Trump can just move on his agenda, they will be defeated. And we'll have the ball for decades. But the deep state Republicans, establishment of the Democrats, want to slow all this down, wait Trump out, and have business as usual. Examples of this, Biden handlers ready to unleash trove of embarrassing Kamala stories in response to her book with her attacking Biden. I mean, again, infighting, eating their own. So, meanwhile, we've got, that's what I call results. Trump admin saves jobs, kicks 1,500 non-English-speaking truckers off the road. 2 million American citizen jobs have been added. 2 million illegal alien jobs lost in new numbers. Got more on that coming up. But if you read the Drudge Report, you'd think it was all over. We're doomed. Economic data now in doubt. Wall Street Journal says Trump firing the head of the Bureau of Statistics is Orwellian, that it's the Ministry of Truth. No, it was the Ministry of Truth with this Biden appointee that's been caught putting out the fakest numbers ever for Biden, and now fake numbers, experts are saying, on Trump. So she inflates them for Biden, then artificially deflates them for Trump. That's all part of the private Federal Reserve, not lowering interest rates. It's all part of Moody's degrading the U.S. Economy and debt. It's all part of them trying to crash the stock market and failing. you've got these different factions, and Trump represents a new faction that's pro-growth and pro-peace and pro-sovereignty and doesn't want to demoralize the public. We haven't totally got rid of the globalists yet, but they're the main threat, and this is a battle over that. And they're still harping on this. Trump fires official over jobs report, echoing an authoritarian playbook. New York Times. Oh, yes. Trump fires America's economic data collector. History shows the perils. The vast majority of U.S. adults are stressed about grocery costs. Yeah, that's true. So they're trying to, I mean, look at this headline on Drudge. Donald Trump, the destruction of America. Full on hype machine. Full on deception. But even CNN, more and more, because they have no viewers trying to get them back, is forced to admit, and I agree with this statement, I don't, you know, just go, oh, I agree with that, so I won't agree with it. I mean, the evidence is there. Trump is the most consequential, effective president probably in the last 125 years in the United States. They always say that it's Roosevelt got all this stuff done. Well, he had a Great Depression and came in on it, and a lot of it was bad. Teddy Roosevelt, when it came to shaking up things, empowering the common person, breaking up the trust, all of it, he was really consequential, and you could compare him to Trump. But the stakes are so high now in the world, hands down, Trump is the most effective, game-changing, consequential president since Abraham Lincoln, and then before him, Andrew Jackson, and before him, George Washington. And I've studied all of them. And people say, well, he's failed in a lot of stuff he's trying to do. Yeah, but most presidents just become captured puppets. So, no, I mean, when it comes to real change, most of it good, some of it bad, when it comes to actually being the president, he's the closest we've gotten to it. I mean, Nixon had the highest ratings of any president in the last 100 years. He won by the biggest landslides, bigger than Reagan. And then the CIA took him out. But the changes he tried to do got reversed, and then some really bad stuff happened as well that he did. But I have to say, for being a populist and really going against the grain, Trump is it. Shocking admission. Far-left CNN shocks the world by declaring Trump as president is the most influential president of this century and last century. Because the stakes are so high, yes. Because there's so much going on now. We're at the fourth turning. It's a much more tumultuous time, even than Teddy Roosevelt, and then 30-something years later, his cousin, Franklin Roosevelt. But this is where we are. And nobody who even has basic economic understanding would say we'd be better off with Kamala Harris. Their plan was engineered collapse, great reset. We're already into it. The question is, can Trump reverse it? And I'm not sure. I mean, you have the economists all lying about Trump, saying his tariffs wouldn't work. They already are. Even Bill Maher has to admit that, because it's all a one-sided screw job. So let's go to that clip. Here it is.
And I think the theme of this segment is going to be love it, like it, lump it. Trump's remaking the United States of America. We can start there with tariffs. What are we talking about? No tacos for Trump. The effective tariff rate, get this, 18%. It is the highest, Omar, the highest since the 1930s, up from, get this, just 2% last year. As I'm going to talk about in this segment, I can't think of a more influential president during this century, and it starts here with tariffs. He said he was going to raise tariffs, and despite the claims otherwise, he is in fact doing that. The effective tariff rate at this point looks to be 9 times as high as it was last year, the highest since the 1930s in FDR, Omar.
And the effective tariff rate is up from 2% last year, for those that might see the banner there. Tariffs, though, aren't the only way Trump's remaking policy in America, right?
It is not the only way that Trump is remaking America. What are we talking about? Well, let's jump. The other big thing that Trump ran on, right, was immigration. How about net migration in the United States? Get this. It's down. It's going to be down at least 60%. We may be dealing with, get this, negative net migration to the United States in 2025. That would be the first time there is negative net migration in this country in at least 50 years. We're talking about down from 2.8 million in 2024. So Donald Trump has always run on tariffs, and he's run on a hawkish line on immigration. And on both of those issues, we are seeing record high tariff rates for this century going all the way back, well back into the early part of the 20th century. And when it comes to immigration, net migration, we are seeing record low levels way down from where we were during the Biden administration. We are potentially looking at negative net migration for the first time in at least 50 years. And that is a big reason why that I'm saying that Trump, at least in my mind, is the most influential president, certainly this century and probably dating a good back chunk into the 20th century as well, Omar.
So when you say most influential, I mean, statistically, how much is Trump doing?
Yeah, okay, so let's talk about this. How about executive orders? Already, 180 executive orders signed by Donald Trump this year. You have to go all the way back to the FDR administration once again to find a year in which there were as many executive orders signed as we have this year. To give you an idea, Biden during his first year signed 77. That's the entire year. We're only a little bit more than halfway through this year, Omar. Again, this is why I'm saying executive orders, immigration with net migration, and we're talking about tariffs and the effective tariff rate. Donald Trump is remaking the United States, love it, like it, or lump it. He has been tremendously influential to a historic degree, Omar.
And that's all true. Not because I want to agree with CNN. It's true. Trump is on a rampage, a revolutionary rampage. Doesn't mean everything he's doing I think is the right move. Overall, yes. But he is a man on fire. And that's why the globalist establishment is so upset. But they failed in their project, their operations, starting with China, double-crossing them 15 years ago. So their order's over. There's a new system. The world's being remade. The border is completely shut down, 96%. It's all basically day and night. The problem is, into that power vacuum, because Trump has kicked all the globalist analysts out and the think tanks out and banned the Pentagon from being part of them. Well, he hadn't banned the Israel lobby. In fact, he's brought them in, and they're running around acting like they run the show now. And policy-wise, they pretty much are in the Middle East. And I don't like that. And again, it doesn't mean I fetishize and, you know, have a secret dartboard in my closet, you know, the rabbi I throw darts at. No, I want peace. I want security. I want Israel to be secure. But Israel and the decisions it's been making, if I wanted to destroy Israel and I hated Israel, I'd say, Israel, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. And I'm getting to that later. It's bad, folks. They are now seen, not just in Gallup polls, as the most dangerous country in the world. The new numbers are coming out, and I see it on the street. It is the hottest thing out there, and it is spreading. And the ADL loves it because they're getting more contributions as Jews have more heat put on them. And I can look at down the road what comes out of these collisions that are about to happen. I mean, Hitler's probably one of the most popular people on the planet right now. I'm not joking around about that. So, and Israel is going to continue under pressure that it's helped create. Double down, double down, double down, and then people against Israel are going to double down, until it just becomes the only issue on the planet. And that's not going to end well, is it? No, it's not. I just really like Israel to get out of our foreign policy, and Israel just says secured itself and just stop. 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 But they're not. And Netanyahu loves all this and keeps him in power. And at the end of the day, it's him and his coalition government that are doing this. And, well, I'll get to that later. But the economists lied about Trump's tariffs. They've been caught. That's a fact. Now, here is Senator Mark Wayne Mullen talking about Chuck Schumer, who didn't even deny it, saying, unlock all these hundreds of billions. Give me a billion per nominee of our slush funds that Trump's grabbed. They put into the general budget, as Senator Kennedy pointed out on Friday, and we will start appointing your people. And then Trump told him to go to hell, and Schumer just said, I'm allowed to do this, I'm allowed to do whatever I want. So you just have this open, naked corruption. Here's a clip on it.
They wanted something in return, and that is negotiating, right? You negotiate a little bit, but they kept changing their price because they never wanted a deal. Now, keep in mind, none of us wanted to work with Biden administration, but we all do feel like that regardless of who the president is, they have the right to put their people in place. And so we held our nose in 2021 and actually struck a deal to be able to allow 44 bipartisan nominees to go through underneath the Biden administration. And which was, you know, unfortunately, we thought we was working like the Senate is supposed to work. What's happened now, their hatred towards President Trump, their fear, literally their fear of their base has allowed them or has kept them from being able to move forward at all. And so when I say by the price going up, they kept going. You had Elizabeth Warren, you had Brian Schatz, you had Cory Booker demanding them not to work with Republicans at all. Don't work with this president. I mean, my goodness, we saw the rant that Cory Booker had just this week against his own colleagues for working with us on a bipartisan manner. So Schumer kept demanding more because he knew that he would get to the point where we couldn't accept it. And I'm proud of President Trump. I spoke to him this morning, which, by the way, he's watching your show. And he said, I had to walk away. I didn't have a choice. And I said, oh, sir, I'm proud that you did this because we put them on notice and said, we're not going to play games with you anymore. So now you're forcing us to change Senate rules, which honestly, in the long run, is the best thing. So as soon as we get back through this, through the August, we're going to be working on rules change. When we get back, we're going to have to implement those rules change. And it's not our fault. People, the Democrats are going to scream saying, we're doing the nuclear option. No, Chuck Schumer and the Democrats did the negotiation or did the nuclear option because they have filibustered. We have 131 nominees confirmed. They have filibustered every single one of those except Marco Rubio. And I want to compare the difference between where we're at in 17 to where we're at today, just because I want to show the leadership and the effectiveness of Leader Thune. In 2017, we only had 55 confirmed at the same time. And they weren't filibustering all of them because Thune made it very clear we can do this a hard way or easy way. You remember him saying that at the beginning? They chose to do the hard way. So
let's stop right there.
The Senate stated.
Oh, Thune said we can do it the hard way or the easy way. Oh, we were nice. We gave them the nominees. Stop doing that. They play hardball. We have to start playing hardball. You can argue, well, they were going to filibuster all these, so Thune went ahead and left. But he's going to do this gimmick where they come back every 5 days to say they're in session, but they're not. They would have gotten the recess appointments for at least a year. You can procedurally extend it out 2 years. Why isn't the senator, Mark Wayne Mullen, because he goes on to talk how great Thune is. Again, because if they kiss the leadership's ass, they'll be moved into bigger committees, and then one day they'll be the leader. No, Mark Wayne. We know Schumer's bad, but don't point at him and say he's the reason. We know what he's going to do. Senator Thune did this with the leadership, and you're up there going along with it, acting like you're this big patriot. And I watch Senator Mullen on shows. He's a smart guy, does good things, asks good questions, and supports good legislation. I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but we got to stop pretending what's going on here. And I'm really pissed off right now. Because you want to drain the swamp, this is how we do it. Trump's got a lot of great nominees, and this is bull crap. And this is not even an issue with mainline Republican constituency because the Republican talking heads and the senators don't make it one. Oh, my goodness. All right. The good news is the talking points and the actions and the intel I've been getting is they are moving to try to indict the deep staters on a whole host of things, not just Crossfire Hurricane. And that's great news. And Stephen Miller, who is kind of the brains in the White House, a lot of the good things happening, he's coming out and saying it was a coup, and I'm using that literally. We need to stop calling it just election interference. No, it was a coup. It was treason. How many years have I been saying that? We have to hammer the truth. It sounds radical to say it's a coup. Well, that's what it was. And so call it what it is. Admit where you are. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with all the news, your calls. and so much more today. But first, again, I want to thank all the listeners for your past support, your word of mouth, your prayer. We have the major Democrat law firms still coming after us. We're winning. It takes massive funding to beat them. I am toe-to-toe with these people. Huge hearings the 13th and ongoing. Now is the critical part of the battle. Plus, we've got incredible products. I need your support. I need those of you that have shared the reports and prayed for the broadcast. I want to thank you for that. That's so critical. But I need the majority of you that have never gone to thealexandrastore.com to go get our ultramethylene blue, to get our Shilajit complex, to get our incredible other supplements like the Irish sea moss, the ultimate turmeric, strongest out there. I mean, by light years, ultimate turmeric has that name for a reason. It is. These are game-changing. These really work. These are amazing. And it funds an operation that's known as the tip of the spear by the good guys and the bad guys. We have a deal going right now at thealexjonesstore.com where you can buy any of the incredible supplements and any of the ball caps and any of the widest selection of T-shirts from the very best designs, a Patriot apparel of every type, classic 1776 gear, the pro-Trump gear, the InfoWars gear, the comedy gear, the fun gear. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. High quality at great prices. Buy one T-shirt, get one free. Buy a ball cap, get one free. That makes some of those lost leaders. That's how good these deals are. But here's the catch, and it's a great catch. You got to be a VIP with one click in your profile. $30 a month, just like Amazon Prime. You can cancel anytime. $30 each month. You get $40 each month to spend in the store. Special sales on top, special deals on everything. Special offers just to you. Special prizes, you name it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And that deal's only running for a few more days. So take advantage of the buy one, get one free for VIPs. That's a simple commitment for folks. It's a very light commitment. It's not like a marriage, for better or worse. You just pay $30 a month. You have a special relationship. You know, you get special deals. It reminds you, you get $40 to spend in the store each month. And then that way you like the supplements. Oh, this worked great. I'm going to reorder that. You go pick what you want to spend each month with your $40. If you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. If you're worried about some of the supplements running out, which they do sometimes, become a subscriber and get huge discounts as well, locked in. Cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We have the Battle Tactical Dagger with amazing scabbards. Such a great deal. That's selling out quickly. It's all there at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and it's funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. I'll never give up. I'll never back down. I'll never give in. I'll never sell out. But I could give out. I need your support. These are great products. You want people to fight for you? They are. But you got to back them. Take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, and canceling time, and you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber. You can cancel any time. This is only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the T-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who have ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Doing is cutting off all the funny globalist institutions, and they're just rolling over and dying. NPR, public broadcasting, all of it are total globalists. Media Matters, the lawsuits, they're all the people suing us. Well, they're getting destroyed right now. Here's the John Bound report on it.
Here's a sure sign that the left is collapsing. Media Matters for America, founded by David Brock in 2004, finds itself teetering on the edge of collapse as it grapples with a staggering $15 million in legal fees stemming from lawsuits initiated by Elon Musk. The left's Marxist watchdog, long known for harassing media that reveals too much about the left's corruption, has inevitably been decimated by financial blows from multiple fronts, while its fair-weather friends scatter. Media Matters' slow race to dissolution deepened following a November 2023 report by Media Matters claiming that advertisements on X were appearing alongside pro-Nazi content, a claim that sparked a massive $75 million advertiser exodus from X. This controversy ignited Musk's lawsuit, alleging the organization deliberately manipulated the platform's algorithm to create a false narrative, damaging X's reputation and revenue. The fallout left Media Matters calling the lawsuit frivolous, causing Media Matters to file a motion to dismiss, which was denied. A countersuit battle has now spread to a California court in a desperate attempt by Media Matters to block X's lawsuits in Ireland and Singapore, alleging these are part of a vendetta-driven campaign to punish Media Matters. Now Media Matters is being hit from all sides as legal and financial pressures mount. The Federal Trade Commission's May 2025 investigation into alleged illegal collusion to reduce X's revenue, combined with earlier probes by Texas and Missouri attorneys general, has run up a tab on Media Matters of $15 million in legal fees, forcing layoffs and operational cuts. Big donors like George Soros, the Tides Foundation, and the NEA are nowhere to be found. Fundraising struggles and advocacy hesitancy have further strained the organization, which has considered closure as a last resort, according to internal documents from a New York Times report. But Media Matters publicly denies plans to shut down. Hubris is a heavy drug, and its supplier, the left's corporate power structure, is rapidly collapsing.
We're getting to the point now the left is entering the era of sedition, insurrection, but in the last week, it's become surreal. We had this Democratic official, Sadie Perkins, and she posted that she was almost happy that we lost over 100 people, the majority of them children, this flash flood in Texas. She said they were all white and therefore they were discriminatory. I've never seen anything like it. It's very, very, very disturbing. We've had now two organized assassination attempts of ICE agents who are just following the law. Why is it happening? We've said in the past that part of it is that the Democratic agenda nobody wanted. As a result of that, they lost the Congress, they lost the White House, they lost, of course, the Supreme Court. So they don't have any power, so they're frustrated. In the first administration, Donald Trump addressed symptoms of the progressive project. This time, he's dealing with the symptoms, and the left is saying, oh my gosh, Donald Trump is starting to address our left-wing monopoly. If he were to be successful, we would collapse, dissipate, disintegrate.
Media Matters simply represents the internal chaos of the FAFOed Democratic Party. The Democrat Party's approval ratings have plummeted to historic lows, with only 27% of registered voters viewing them positively, according to an NBC News poll. The party's reliance on elite-driven, focus group-tested horse pucky has alienated voters. Furthermore, this greedy, narcissistic gerontocracy has damaged future generations, obliterating the American dream. And as the Corporation for Public Broadcasting propaganda machine goes down like the Titanic, and Act Blue is investigated for foreign donations, and the Golden Goose USAID is no longer funding the Democrats' NGO network undermining the United States sovereignty, the Democratic Party has become a shadow of its former self and will eventually be crushed by American providence. John Bound.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber. You can cancel any time. It's only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two, and I'm going to cover a lot of news and key issues in this hour as quickly as possible. Also want to intersperse 6, 7, 8 phone calls this hour ahead of our special guest, Count Dankula, joining us. Comedian, popular talk show host, good friend. The toll-free number to join us on this issue. I want to get your take on this issue. The Republican Party, led by Senator Thune, did not go to recess so that Trump would get all of his nominees, at least for a year, in a recess appointment. And they didn't keep it in session to force the votes through. And it's not even being made an issue out there. They're blaming Schumer promising filibusters. Well, they could still just make them filibuster and then get the key ones through. It's take a lot of work. That's the swamp not wanting Trump to drain it. So what should be done about Thune? What should be done about these activities? Do you agree with me that the biggest problem is the Republican leadership in the House and Senate? We know the Democrats are bad, but isn't it the Republican leadership engaged in this, and we should make a stink out of it? Toll-free number to join us. First-time callers, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. All right, let's jump into more of the news. Now, look, we already know this, but it's good to see this happening with the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, who comes up with a lot of the good policies Trump is doing and who writes a lot of the speeches and who, you know, really helps develop good policy. Stephen Miller on the Russia collusion hoax, it was a coup. And I'm using that term literally. It is so important to call this out for what it is. This wasn't just election meddling. It wasn't just corruption. It was an attempt to throw Trump out of office, to use the intelligence agencies against him and his supporters. And it was ongoing through 2020 and 2024. And now they've expanded the criminal investigations with the seditious conspiracy treason task force. Office of the Special Counsel launches investigation into ex-Trump prosecutor Jack Smith for violating a slew of laws. Cash Patel issues threat as corporate media lies about Russia collusion hoax. Maybe the FBI will release more docs directly from FBI HQ so we can see who is lying. We know already from congressional hearings on weaponization that the FBI had special offices with DHS in cybersecurity manipulating elections, hiding information like the Hunter Biden laptop, censoring millions of people. Millions. That's already all come out. So, hey, Cash, don't threaten to release it. We know you've already got all the smoking guns on top of what's already come out from the whistleblowers. Release it. Just in, former FBI Director Chris Wray criminally referred to DOJ ever claims he lied to Congress. Secret Service abruptly halts security clearance renewal for former director Kimberly Keitel, who oversaw the stand down of the Secret Service. Yeah, she could still know Trump's whereabouts, where he's going, still have all the access to Secret Service information. She needs to be investigated. She needs to be indicted. She lied to Congress about the stand down, along with her deputy director who really ran it. But that's an okay start. We need more of this. And I've set deadlines for 6 months. If we don't see major indictments, we've been hearing about a Comey, Clapper, Brennan, and their minions. And if we don't see major indictments, people like Mayorkas for the human trafficking that he delivered and that he ordered and he controlled, and indictments of people at the EPA with hundreds of billions stolen and the Department of Energy, 100 plus billion stolen or 90 something billion stolen and the USAID and all of it. This stuff is open and shut. And there have been a lot of indictments of mid-level people, and this person stole $20 million, this person stole $100 million. I mean, I see that here and there, but they're still not the kingpins. I want indictments of the kingpins. You got a bunch of these federal judges, like the case of Rhode Island and Louisiana, we've already covered the cases where their wife, their daughter, their son, their brother runs NGOs that the judges have even been on the boards of before. And then they will order money released that Trump blocked, and large pieces of it, tens of millions, goes to their family. That's beyond a conflict of interest. You could easily get a grand jury to indict them. So let's go. A little less talk, a little more action is what we need. Here is Stephen Miller on the fact that it was a coup, and he's using that term literally.
The Russia collusion hoax against President Trump remains the single greatest hoax and the greatest assault on our democracy in the history of this country. There's no comparison. There's no parallel to anything else. It was a coup. And I'm using that term literally. It was a coup to overthrow a democratically elected government. A coup carried out by the intelligence apparatus of this country, by the deep state, by Hillary Clinton and the Democrat Party. The new information that has been revealed by the Director of National Intelligence and by the FBI eliminates any scintilla of doubt about the intention, the premeditation, the planning and orchestration of this conspiracy. It meets all of the criminal elements of a seditious conspiracy against the United States. It meets the criminal elements of an insurrection. It meets the criminal elements of a conspiracy against the government and the criminal elements of a conspiracy to deprive citizens of their civil rights under color of law. One egregious felony after another. And because it is a conspiracy, as demonstrated by the forethought of realizing and documenting that they understood that this was fake from the beginning, meeting the mens rea standard in law. Because of that, because it is a conspiracy, every single individual actor is now part of that conspiracy. So that includes Brennan and Clapper and Comey and Hillary and Schiff and everybody else who knowingly and willfully perpetrated this plot, this coup, this conspiracy, this scheme against President Trump and the government of the United States. And now is the time and the hour and the moment for accountability so that we can reclaim this democracy, Maria.
Again, I've already talked to the Ohio Justice Department. They have every intention of indicting. They've been greenlit. Take the gloves off. You've seen Trump say that he blocked Hillary being indicted 8 years ago. It was a mistake. The rhetoric by Trump's surrogates is 50 times. I mean, that's dead reckon. I mean, it's exponentially bigger. The talk of indictment saying Biden and Obama are guilty of treason. Trump's top lawyer, David Jones, saying they can have retroactive impeachment, strip Obama and Biden of their presidential immunity by impeaching them. I mean, this needs to happen. But see, Trump has to work through Thune and Mike Johnson, who'll tell him whatever he wants to hear, but won't even recess Congress so he gets his recess appointments. Trump says, fine, then stay in and get it. Nope, you don't get that either. We'll just do a procedure where we act like we're in session, but we're not. I mean, again, people pissed at Trump that you want to see him do more on the economy, on the border, on all this stuff. He's being sabotaged. And I don't see a lot of fault with Trump on 95% of his issues. Obviously, the bizarre behavior of the last month saying, don't look into Epstein, it's a Democrat hoax. Well, yeah, they did control the file, but you can't just say it like that. Now he's elaborated some, but it's just, I call it like I see it. And a lot of conservatives are done with Trump. A lot of populists are. And I'm just saying, really? Okay, well, then you want the Democrats? It's not a lesser of two evils issue. It's what we have to work with. And, I mean, aren't you happy the Supreme Court people we have versus what the Democrats would have done night and day? They're not perfect, but you're in the middle of an ocean, a boat that isn't leaking and has got a motor and GPS and get you back to shore. It may not be a yacht, but it'll get you back. It's better than not having a boat and being thrown in the ocean. So I'm here to put pressure on Trump and his administration when they're wrong. You got the whole fake Trump supporter base that thinks you just don't ask questions what the administration says you do. You got everybody else that says they're done with them. I think both those approaches are wrong. Logically. No, we need to educate Trump, to expose bad people's administration. When he's wrong, hold his feet to the fire. And it works. He thought his shots were good and was still pushing him. He gets booed everywhere. He shut up about it, has Kennedy in there banning it left and right. Kennedy bans the mRNA shots rolling out. He goes on vacation. They push to a mount. He fires them, pulls it back. Kennedy just banned all mercury and shots. That's almost all the vaccines are banned until they reformulate. Kennedy just said the regulations that get hospitals to fire medical workers and staff, they don't take poison shots, that's reversed. Now they can sue, get their jobs back. Same thing's happening in the Pentagon. And yeah, the bureaucrats are trying to block that. It doesn't matter. We're seeing real action. Kennedy alone, in 194 days, he didn't even get in until a few months in, so it's less. I'm proud we got Trump in. Just what Kennedy's doing alone, and then Tulsi Gabbard and all the documents coming out that have definitely convicted the globalists completely in the court of public opinion. Sure, if you live Crossfire Hurricane like I did, or Rowan Schroyer did, this is old news. No, these are the smoking gun documents on top of all the stuff we already had. So I am extremely thankful for the American people standing with Trump for all he went through and everything he's done so far. And it is with horror that I see him going sideways on some issues. And, you know, and I've been criticizing him intensely the last month. I got a lot of wise people calling me up saying, what is it? What is it you want? And I noticed liberal media and Rana Jones said they called up and asked, how much money do you want? That's not what I said. Like, what do you want? What do you want us to do? What are we supposed to do? We agree with you. This is really dumb. And I say, what do I want? I want you to be hardcore, and I want you to get in there. And anybody in the administration giving this bad advice, we need to expose them. No, I didn't get called up and offered money. I love how these people spend everything. I got a bunch of people asking, what do you want? What do you think we should do? But yeah, there is kind of the, you know, like, why are you complaining? What is it you want? But it wasn't like, hey, you want a bag of cash in the backyard? No, it wasn't like that. It's like, what do you want? Why are you pissed off? And I'm like, aren't you pissed off? Well, yeah, we're actually concerned. Well, then I want you to speak up. Because when people speak up to Trump, like Roger Stone ran up there for 7 days with him and got Trump to come out and say, okay, release all the Epstein stuff. And yeah, they might have spiked some of it because they had control of it, but none of it's real. And great. You have to now, whatever you got, release it. And they've given those orders. And now Democrat judges are trying to block it just like I told you they would, because they don't want what's really in there coming out. Even though they had time to curate it and cover it up and, you know, whitewash it, we already have from the court cases and other things enough to burn them all. So Trump wants to move on to bigger issues. The CIA wants him to, because they were involved with Mossad and Epstein. They can't do that. But you've always got to ask the question. Biden could have released the Epstein files for 4 years. Why didn't he? When Trump says that, that's a legitimate statement. Now why do they want to release them? Because God knows what they did with them in those 4 years. And now Trump sent them out to grab the files. They came back and said, you're Trump's a hooker working for FT in the files, which is, they already did that 8 years ago. And Trump gets pissed. And I said they would do that because I know it was in the old recycled garbage. And sure enough, it's that. So they just punched Trump's buttons at 79. And I've wanted to believe that what my information was accurate. I wasn't sure, and I'm still not 100%, but I'm close. But I said in the last month as I was wargaming this and getting more information, and I was very upset, but I would go wherever it led. So that's that on that key subject. I want to take a few of your phone calls right now. Then I want to look at all the different military developments happening. Kremlin plays down Trump's submarine order, urges caution on nuclear rhetoric. Taiwanese Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, China's preparing to invade Taiwan. Israel is in poll free fall. And I'll talk about what's really behind that and so much more here today. But right now, let's go to your phone calls on what's the bigger problem, the Democrats or Republican leadership sabotaging Trump? What do you think of Senator Thune blocking Trump's appointments? And where's Trump on Truth Social bitching about him? Let's talk to Jack in Texas. Jack, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just want to say I've the first-time caller. I've been listening since 2020. I think the problem today is there's a credibility gap with the Trump administration, and it's starting to look a lot like the Biden administration's relationship with the Democratic Party back 2020 through 2024. At some point, Biden became toxic to the Democratic Party and their reelection campaigns. The Democrats were not allowing Biden to come out on the campaign trail for their congressional reelections. They were running away from Joe Biden when he was trying to take pictures with them because he was just such a toxic person in their party. He was so hated by the people. And I think Republicans are afraid of the same thing happening because of a credibility gap created by Trump not releasing the Epstein files.
I agree with you that if he continued down the path of nothing to see here, the whole Epstein thing's a hoax. He committed suicide. There was no blackmail. If he continued down that line, it would create that gap. It created a crack in the polls that was pretty substantive. Most of those numbers have come back. But I agree that it's a festering wound. Overall, Trump is more popular in many ways than ever with his key base. He's getting a lot done. But I agree that that was a serious self-inflicted wound. That's why I jumped on his ass.
Yeah, I think he's destroyed his polling with independents, and independents are what's going to win the next election.
Well, I think I was a 14-point even in Rasmussen and worse than others, but a lot of that's bounced back. But let's just say this. He shot a hole in his foot. I don't agree with you that it's destroyed.
Yeah, my question for you is why not release the files? You know, even if Trump is in there and there's a bunch of fakery to put Trump in there, why not release the 53-page draft indictment from the 2007 case? Why not release the accompanying 82-page prosecutorial memorandum that has a lot of what's in the grand jury indictment that they thought was incriminating? Why not release all of the suspicious activity reports and currency transaction reports reported to FinCEN from those banks relating to Jeffrey Epstein?
I mean, I think it needs to be done. And you got Democrat senators are going to the Treasury trying to get those documents. The billions disappeared right before he got arrested the second time and right after he died. The issue is under law and with people's privacy rights and things, it's very hard to release because a lot of that, those investigations are just pure garbage. You got to go through that and take informants out and things like that. But it's such a big issue. I think they do have to go in and, look at it and take out people's private information and release it. And he's pretty much told Pam Bondi to do that. And did you see Democrat judges like in Florida trying to block any of that?
I saw the Democratic judge trying to block the release of the grand jury transcripts. The thing is that draft indictment and the memorandum are completely within the hands of the DOJ, and it's completely within Trump's power to release those files. Obviously, the people calling for releasing those want all the victims' personal information redacted, and anyone who wasn't a co-conspirator to have their private details secreted as well.
Yeah, no, I think what you're saying needs to be done. I mean, it has to be done. And I appreciate your call. All right, let's go ahead and go to Tim in Chicago. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. Hey, you know, with all of this work that has to be done, and these people go away for the entire month, and then I guess they're going to come back in September for about a couple weeks and jam through a $7-plus trillion budget. You know, it's horrible. But my question specifically is, J.D. Vance, as president of the Senate, when he is there, he is the presiding officer. Could he show up during one of these momentary times, which have been, I guess, published? Somebody's going to come in and gavel into order and then, you know, pick their nose for a minute and then gavel out. Could he at that moment say, no, I'm the presiding officer here, and we're going to stay in session and just jack these people up?
I'm not a Senate parliamentarian, but from memory, which could be wrong, I do believe at direction of the president, the vice president can call the Senate back into emergency session. And I believe the president directs it. Just make sure.
Well, there's your answer.
Well, let me double check that. My memory says so, but I don't want to get that wrong. No, the vice president cannot call the Senate back into session under the U.S. Constitution. Only the president. Well, that's what I meant. Yeah. Yes, President Trump. See, I was saying, oh, no, it's the president. Yeah. Only the president has the power to call in Congress or either the House, therefore in special session. We got to take down that bubble so I can see this. While the vice president, as the president of the United States, their role is primarily to preside over the Senate and cast tie-breaking votes. So there's your answer.
There, he is the presiding officer.
And yeah, that's true, but it's the president can call in the session.
Okay, well then he should do it. I mean, I need a $6.4 trillion budget for FY26, not a 7.2 or whatever they're going to push down our throat. You know, these people need to get serious, and the people need to wake up in this country. You know, we're getting jammed here.
Yeah, this isn't business as usual. People need to be nonviolent. But, I mean, we need protests right out front of the Senate. We need protests at Thune's offices. We need people calling Trump. We need him to stand up to Thune. But here's the answer from Grok. Yes, the U.S. Vice President, as the President of the Senate, can call the Senate back into an emergency session. The Constitution, Article 2 and 3, grants the President the authority to convene one or both houses. So the President orders it. He calls it back in. So I guess you are correct. According to Grok, grants the president the authority to convene one or both houses of Congress on extraordinary occasions. In practice, this authority extends to the vice president in the role as the Senate president, particularly if he's acting on the president's directive or in extended circumstances. Historical precedents, such as Vice President Richard Nixon calling the Senate back in 1960 to address civil rights legislation, supports this. And so my memory was you were correct. Google said no. Grok says yes. You were dead on. Let's go check the Senate rules. Well, it's actually in the Constitution. So Grok was right. Of course, Google's wrong.
It would be good for J.D. Vance. I think it would be good for him to do something like this.
Thank you so much. And there's a lesson in AI. We had to go check the Constitution, and it was right. And Grok was right. Google's wrong. Very interesting. So my memory was, yeah, there is the vice president of the president. And then I was like, well, let me make sure. And then it was a nice little exercise. We sit there. And that's what we do all day long around here. Because you get knowledge, you kind of forget it. You're not sure. You got to double check it. Interesting. Those were some good calls. Jason, Paul, Rodrigo, and Jack. That's it for calls today. I'm going to come back and take your calls, but no more callers after you. Article 2, Section 3, Obligations, Responsibilities of the President. And there it is right there. Article 2, Section 3 requires the president provide a report to Congress from time to time. And then it goes on to talk about how they call in emergency sessions. All right, we'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. I'm going to hit the military news from Israel, the Middle East, to Ukraine and the nuclear submarine crisis. Stay with us. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP, For $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber, you can cancel any time. This is only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C Gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C Gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C Plus. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Comedian jailed for having his pug salute Hitler. And he's not even anti-Israel. He's on top of the waterfront next hour. And then I'm going to continue hosting myself into the fourth hour and a whole bunch of news. I got all these special stacks, special things I'm going to get to that are very important. Please stay with us. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. When you share the live feeds from Real Alex Jones on X or Infowars.com/show or band.video or tell people about the local station you're listening to or send them the link to listen to the station and tell those you share the link with to share it and so on and so forth, that creates the chain reaction. That's where the real power is. That's not a side issue. That's not just the main course. It's like going to a steakhouse and like listeners sharing the articles and videos and live feeds is not like the green beans or the salad or the baked potato. It's not the ribeye sizzling steak. It's the whole plate of food, the booth you're sitting in, the restaurant, the street it's on, the town it's in, the state it's in, the country it's in, the world it's in. You taking action is everything. Okay? So you're not the ribeye. You're not the most important thing. You're everything. Just please understand that. All right. I broke this down last week. Wanted to make sure I was right. So we opened the phones up and had folks that were on nuclear submarines and everything else call in. They said, no, your analysis is correct. So I like to double check things. Just like I did earlier, I said, well, I believe the president can tell the vice president to do it, that he can. And then both can call it in, and we were right. But I wanted to check it. And I said, listen, Trump's statement about sending two nuclear submarines is just rhetoric because they're already all around Russia, and they're already forward deployed, so are the Russian submarines. And as we posted the take on X, you know anything about that, blah, 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 about the general public that thinks if you have knowledge, it's like some made-up weird thing. Or you're just criticizing Trump. He did send nuke subs to get tough. They're already off the coast of Russia. And because Russia's coast is only in the North Sea and the Arctic Ocean and the Mediterranean, that's where the submarines are, boys and girls, and off the Pacific. But their main missile fields and population centers are in the Western Russia. And, of course, that's doctrine. That's a fact. And so Trump's statement was just, I don't know, but he doesn't have knowledge of how this works. I'm sure he does as the president, or whether it was just something for public consumption. But the Russians came out today and said, well, number one, you already got nuclear subs all off our coast, and we got them off yours. So we don't know why you said that. And that's just a true statement. I don't just agree with the Russians to agree with them when they're telling the truth. I say they're telling the truth, and I'm very well informed, and they lie a lot less than our government. That's all I can tell you. And basically everything coming out of the Chinese communist mouth is a lie. They're like some of the biggest liars the planet's ever seen. Israel lies nonstop. The UK lies nonstop. I mean, they pretty much, Macron lies nonstop. MERS lies nonstop. I mean, it's a problem. Kremlin plays down Trump's submarine order, urges caution on nuclear rhetoric. Kremlin says U.S. submarines were on combat duty already. It's a big breakdown of their statement. No desire to engage in nuclear controversy with Trump. Trump's sanctions deadline expires on Friday. Trump envoy Witkoff expected in Russia this week. And here is the news on that. Trump's envoy set to visit Moscow this week in hopes of getting a deal to end the Ukraine war. Well, we certainly hope that is successful. Meanwhile, Taiwanese Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, China is preparing to invade Taiwan. I don't think that's rhetoric. I've been saying that. And the Pentagon has never talked like that. And Hegg said the same. It looks like it's very close. I mean, they're having live fire drills 100 yards off their coast. Xi Jinping has said, be prepared to invade, be prepared for total war. China's grabbing more islands all over the South China Sea from the Philippines up to Japan. They're declaring everything is theirs. They're taking over and attacking Vietnamese oil rigs that are clearly on their territorial waters. I mean, China is out of control. And so that's a big deal. Slovenia imposes arms embargo on Israel, citing Gaza. Let's get into this right now. Now, a lot of people in the, talk radio podcasting sphere, which is the dominant media, the independent media, the diverse media, are always mad at me because I don't talk about Israel 95% of the time. And I don't say that Israel is the only source of any corruption or problems in the world. That is a preposterous statement. And I don't believe the Israel lobby runs America. I've always exposed bad things Israel's done, from the Levon affair to the USS Liberty, to stealing our nuclear secrets, to selling our secrets to China, on and on and on, and infesting big tech and spying on Americans and all of it. And in the spying, it goes like this. Global corporate spying, communist Chinese spying, EU-UK spying, Israeli spying. And I'm against them all doing it. I mean, even Ted Cruz did deny to Tucker, yeah, Israel spies on us, but they're our friend. But if I, as an American citizen, went and spied on the government, I get 50 years in prison. So you, I mean, it's out of control. And now France and Canada and Slovenia are all saying they're going to put, you know, sanctions on Israel and do all this stuff. And Trump's putting pressure on trade deals on Canada to not do that. It's a problem. And I have said that I don't believe Israel runs the United States or some of its interests. But now in the last 6 months or so that Trump got in, because the Democrats are so disheveled and falling apart, and we're actually beating them and the globalists, and Texas federal court has ruled that BlackRock, Straight Street, Vanguard, One Consortium were trying to shut down Texas oil industry with a cartel, with organized crime, with their ESGs. I don't care if it's BlackRock. I don't care if it's MI6. I don't care who it is. Israel, you name it. They get in our business and try to screw us over. I'm against it. But now Israel really is coming into that vacuum and trying to run the U.S. And they got all these states like Florida and Texas where they put sanctions on companies that criticize Israel or say you can't have state contracts. And they're passing laws that restrict free speech if it's about Israel. I'm against Democrats restricting speech. I'm against Republicans doing it. And when you do it for a foreign power, it's a problem. So the Israel lobby is making a real run at American freedom. And so when they start acting like the cliche and start actually doing it, then I am forced, not because it's avant-garde and the hottest thing to bash Israel for 10 years, but just gets bigger and bigger. I am forced, just like I don't like bashing, you know, the Chinese, but they have bad communist Chinese leaders. Or I'm, you know, I've got English background, Welsh. I don't hate people in the UK, but it's a great tyranny. I mean, it's the way it is. And so the bigger question is, why is Israel doing this? Well, Netanyahu's in a lot of political trouble. If he can keep the wars going, he can stay in power. That's a big problem. His coalition government is even more extreme than him. They go all over TV. I mean, I see it every day without looking and just say, we're going to kill every one of these people. They're subhuman. We want to kill their kids so they don't have kids. And the world is seeing mainline Israeli TV say stuff more hardcore than Hitler said in speeches. I mean, Hitler didn't say we're going to exterminate all these people. He just did it behind the scenes. So Israel's supposed to be the underdog, but when it's got all this Skynet technology and U.S. weapons shooting, you know, five-year-olds that come up to a food line to get food, it's totally backfiring. And Israel is coming with their lobbies with the ADL and saying, you criticize Israel, we're going to censor you, we're going to shut you down. And it's just, in that clip we played last week, it is not acceptable to criticize Israel. Well, the hell it isn't. And plus, guys, you know about the Streisand effect, right? You tell somebody not to do something, and you go around and bully and attack people. When people finally call your bluff, which has happened, then everybody joins in on it who wasn't even, you know, into that. And now, what are you going to do? You're going to double down again. And then the public's going to double down. And then Hitler all over the world's like one of the most popular people in polls. And Israel and its lobby is conjuring the golem. You are conjuring this thing by your paranoia, by your hegemonic events. That's why they have the former head of Israeli intelligence, the former head of their military, have all come out in the last month and said, Netanyahu and this is destroying Israel. Damn right you are. And I'm not the guardian of Israel. I'm not an Israeli apologist, far from it. I've just tried to stay out of the whole paradox of the two groups hating each other, and just the energy of it is just really bad. I'm about policies and unification and ideas. So, yeah, Netanyahu decided to go full occupation. He was always going to do that. IDF activity area with hostages, PMO. You got to ask, why did Hamas go do that? Well, Netanyahu's been giving them tens of billions of dollars the last few years before they did it. That's on record. So it's very sick. And the Muslims are sick. Their leadership, the Israeli leadership, sick. It's just, it's all a big disastrous cauldron. Big article in The Guardian. Ignore the bluster as Netanyahu starves Gaza. The world is turning on him, and he knows it. More Gazans die seeking aid from hunger and brutal. More Gazans die seeking aid and from hunger as burial shrouds in short supply. Israelis spying for Iran are on the uptick. And the Israeli news is freaking out. Why? Well, because they're turning against it. And then Hamas puts out a video of a starving Israeli. They're starving down in one of these tunnels, which any five-year-old would know would enrage the Israelis and make it look legitimate that they're starving the Gazan children, which it doesn't. Like, PR-wise, why does Hamas do whatever the worst thing is? Because behind the scenes, there's other evil groups controlling it being paid off. Israel created Hamas. So let's look at some real examples of criticizing Israel versus ones that are not accurate. Here is senior Mossad agent that American politicians are trapped by Israel through Epstein blackmail, which is well known. Ari Ben Menashe also states that Ehud Barak and Bill Clinton almost reached a two-state solution but were blackmailed by Mossad through Epstein, which is true. This has come up for decades. So this is something real. This is real criticism from a high-level Mossad officer that thinks this is wrong. Here it is.
Last week, Epstein's lawyer, Alan Dershowitz, came on this show, the emeritus professor of law at Harvard, and said, no, Trump's behavior as regards Gaza, as regards bombing Iran, as regards bombing Yemen, all his behavior can't be explained by any blackmail tapes of Trump. Do you believe in any way that the genocide in Gaza is being prolonged by the late Jeffrey Epstein?
I certainly believe that the Israelis are making sure that the Americans do not stop them from the killing in Gaza. I believe that the American government is sort of trapped by the Israelis. Jeffrey Epstein is one of their tools to trap them.
And what do you think of Dershowitz's denial?
Hold on a second. I want to give you an example. Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton, Ehud Barak, met Arafat in the 90s, and there was no deal. The reason was Epstein. They were being blackmailed by Epstein. Ehud Barak was also a friend of Epstein. The Prime Minister of Israel at the time. But he was being blackmailed by the Israeli right wing as well. And they stopped an agreement with Arafat. They were about to reach an agreement there for a two-state solution. But that was stopped because of Epstein. They were both being blackmailed by Epstein.
Ehud Barak has been on. Israeli. Ehud Barak has been on this show. He walked off this show. People can look it up. And that was not because I asked him about any blackmail alleged evidence against him.
All right. And it's now official. The die is cast. Israel moves towards full Gaza occupation. Sources close to Netanyahu say the final decision has been made. Full conquest of Gaza and elimination of Hamas. That means the people there. If the IDF chief of staff has a problem with that, he can resign. All eyes now are on that minister as tensions escalate inside Israeli's war cabinet. That is Channel 412 in Israel. And you've got announcements being made in the Israeli press saying that. Well, Netanyahu already said that he was going to do that. So Where are the 2+ million people going to go? Are they just going to drive them into the ocean like Ramses II tried? Or are they going to force them into the desert of Egypt and they won't take them? And then we'll just see all the people starving to death on national and international television. Wow, that's a really good PR move to be making there. Plus, it's evil. But then you've got stuff like this, and I just came across a bunch of examples of this, that if you're going to criticize Israel, criticize real stuff. Okay? Because it's discrediting for everybody when this type of stuff goes on. Now, I'm not putting these people down, but I don't even know who this lady is. She plays the part of two women here. Now, that's funny when you stop and think, how can you be a dual citizen yet be trusted to make decisions that will put our country first? Well, that's a reasonable statement. But what's said at the beginning is that Trump is going to deport dual citizens of the UK, of Germany. You can have dual citizenship with a bunch of countries. And I looked it up. Trump hasn't said that. So they'll base these things on a lie instead of saying, wow, why are so many of our leaders dual citizens with Israel? That's a conflict of interest. That's a reasonable thing to say. Instead, you put a lie in there, maybe they don't know, and say something that's not true. Here it is.
Cece, what are you doing?
They're talking about coming after people with dual citizenship, Sarah. I have to leave back to Spain.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, can you believe that? But people in Congress can have dual citizenship.
I didn't know that.
Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut, Ron Wyden from Oregon, Benjamin Cardin from Maryland, all Israeli citizenship, by the way. Barbara Boxer from California, Russ Feingold from Wisconsin, Chuck Schumer from New York, Steve Cohen from Tennessee. Do we see a trend?
Oh, that's a lot.
Howard Berman from California, Susan Davis from California, Elliot Engel from New York, Bob Filner from California, Barney Frank from Massachusetts, Gabrielle Giffords from Arizona, Alan Grayson from Florida, Jane Harmon from California, Paul Hodes from New York.
Whoa, so this many members of Congress are not just American. They're Israeli?
Nita Lowey from New York, Jerry Nadler from New York, Jared Polis from Colorado, Steve Rothman from New Jersey, Jan Schepkowski from Illinois, Adam Schiff from California, Allison Schwartz from Pennsylvania, Brad Sherman from California, all Israelis.
Yeah, it almost sounds like we're the United States of Israel.
Obviously, Sarah. Jeez. Henry Waxman from California.
They're not going to go after them.
Yeah, don't you find it funny how?
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, well, it's pretty obvious who's in charge here. Not us. So I'm leaving.
Now, when you actually pull up the Newsweek article, it's actually an anti-Israel dual citizenship bill to not let people be in Congress that are dual citizens. So they act like the Republicans and Trump want to not let anybody but Israelis be dual citizens. No, this was specifically introduced by Thomas Massie because of Israeli dual citizenship, which I think is a legitimate issue to raise. Now, most of the people on the list that woman showed are not dual citizens just because they're Jewish. She says that. And again, my job is to defend the truth here. Okay, I'm just going to call balls and strikes. And there's so many other examples of this that just go on and on and on. And there's other ways to look at it as well. But what I do know is having Mike Johnson echo what all these other AIPAC-funded Republicans do, and the majority of them are on the AIPAC payroll, which is a big problem because it serves Israel, not American interest. It should be seen as another foreign intelligence agency at the Wailing Wall, wearing the yarmulke, saying, you know, the Bible says support Israel. You mean whoever's in charge of it, whatever the policy is? Is that why all through the Bible, God turns Israel over to the captors when they are not following his orders? Is that why Jesus came and rebuked the leaders of Israel? It's just not true, folks. Our religion as Christians is not following whoever's in charge of Israel. Okay? That's cut and dry. But that is for so many Christians, particularly Protestants, and I'm a Protestant, not bashing Protestants, is the religion is not worshiping Jesus Christ, but is worshiping Israel. Hell, turn on Christian TV, and most of them are on the Israeli payroll. It is nauseating. But even U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Huckabee, has been sending letters and going there and saying, please stop burning up the last few Christian churches. And they say, nope, they're goyim. We want them out of here. So that's the issue. And it's not all the Israelis that talk like that, but the prominent government is full of people like that, okay? And people know, they know what Hitler sounds like. Racial superiority, supremacy. And they know then when they hear these Jews talking like Hitler, but from their perspective, people go, that's not very good. We've all been, told that even caring about your race or religion is evil. You should give it up if you're white or Christian. But then if you're Israeli and you say everybody else is a cow to us, that's okay. So people understand this now. And they're getting pissed off. And now they're watching starving kids in Gaza. Let's go ahead and roll Mike Johnson.
Mike Johnson, the 56th Speaker of the House of Representatives in America. We're here with a delegation of members of the House. We're so grateful to be in Israel, particularly on this day, recognizing the destruction of the two temples and two times in history. But it is such a moving time for us to be here, to be here at the Wailing Wall. We've offered our prayers. We put our notes into the wall as is traditional. And we're so moved by the hospitality of the people and the great love of Israel. Our prayer is that America will always stand with Israel. And that we will, we pray for the preservation and the peace of Jerusalem. That's what Scripture tells us to do. It's a matter of faith for us and a commitment that we have. God bless you.
You know, when Governor Hochul put a burqa on last week, supporting the Islamic takeover in New York, everybody said that's pandering. But when you go wear a yarmulke, it's not pandering. So the world sees hundreds of people starving to death a day on camera, little kids. And you need to really ask yourself, what is Netanyahu doing? Well, he wants more radicals in control of Israel. If he can get the world to attack Israel with sanctions and everything else, he will get more power. Real simple. Why did Emperor Palpatine in the Star Wars books hire outside groups to attack the home planet? Because he could pose as a savior and become the emperor. It's real simple. And, let's take it off screen. I just want to show some of it. Really upsetting. We're going to go to break. Count Dankula's coming on. I'll get to your calls. Paul, Rodrigo, and Jack, I'll go to you right now and come back with a short segment. But please remember, I can't fight the globalists without you. I'm not backed by billionaires. I'm not backed by millionaires. I'm not backed by Israel. I'm not backed by Russia. I'm not backed by anybody but you. Going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting the very best game-changing supplements, the very best ultramethylene blue, the very best Irish sea moss, shilajit, turmeric, everything, and the widest selection of Patriot Apparel t-shirts, limited edition knives, daggers, and more. It's amazing products that fund this operation, and there's a limited time sale for VIP members, $30 a month, canceling time, just like Amazon Prime, special deals, special offers, special sales. You get $40 to spend in the store when you spend $30. If you're going to buy anything, you're going to be a VIP, canceling time, and you get buy one, get one free of the supplements and of the Patriot Apparel and more, but that sale's ending soon. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Everybody's being a VIP, and you're funding the tip of the spear. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of TheAlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo.
Well, there he is, the great Count Dankula. He'll be with us this hour, a little bit the next hour, and we really appreciate him joining us. We'll go back to him at 6 after with some stations that don't care this segment. Join us. Then I'm going to do the deep dive on the updates on the Palisades fire, and Mel Gibson really doing a great job charging in, saying they did it on purpose. That's what it is, and we need prosecutions. That's coming up with a recap and the latest info after Count Dankula leaves us. But right now we're talking about the Trump admin being sabotaged by the Republican leader of the Senate, Thune, blocking his nominees and the other scams he's playing. Let's go ahead and talk to Paul in Florida. Paul, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello? Alex, yes. Hey, thank you for your dedicated work and your team at InfoWars. A couple points. One, you had a caller on a couple months ago, the 800 number, 456-1111. The White House comment line, people, start using that. Call up. Voice your opinion, your viewpoints, let them know. The other thing is, let all your viewers, the listeners out there, let them know. Tell your families and friends, InfoWars.com. Jeffrey Epstein stuff, you know, Mr. President, if you're listening, expose the truth. What's wrong with the surprise press conference in the Oval Office? And the final note is, Mr. President, you have two true loyalists, Alex Jones and Roger Stone. They will steer you in the right direction. Thank you for your time, Alex, and thank you for taking the call.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, I think Trump should I think Trump should release all the Epstein stuff he can. Here's the problem. They rat-holed so many different investigations and crap. Trump has no idea what's out there. He'll say release it all, and they'll always come back and say, oh, there's more. Oh, there's more. They never wanted it released when they were in charge. It's his issue. But I agree it should all be brought out, and Dankula wants to talk about that. Let's talk to Rodrigo in Texas. Rodrigo, thanks for calling.
I originally called because I wanted to talk about DOJ suing New York City and its immigration policies and DoorDash and Uber being part of the human trafficking trade and other big companies such as like the Roosevelt Hotel. But Trump has already talked about that in light with the USAID, the border crisis, Governor Abbott killing it with them and everything like that. So we already know about that. But I wanted to talk about FullDisclosureAct.com. I don't mean to get on your platform and talk about it, but it's very important because we're talking about what is left and right, and we're talking about Republican, Democrat, and the sabotage of Trump's administration. So to have a government, you must have transparency, correct? There's many things I want to talk about, but I just don't want to use your platform.
Well, just so you know, I love you, Rodrigo, but you kind of act like I'm screening your call to get on air. You're on air right now. What do you want to talk about? Go ahead.
The problem right now is we're basically investigating everything that happened during Pizzagate, and the problem is we're trying to figure out who is running our government. And I think everybody knows who's running our government. I can't really discuss it because I don't want to get clicked on, but the institutions that run our government and D.C. are, you could just look at it on precious Google, right? So the problem is you can't get on platforms and talk about it. That's the problem.
Well, I mean, I don't know. We're on X talking about everything. The censorship's, you know, out there. Europe's trying to censor. The U.K.'s trying to censor. Canada is.
What would happen if Trump said that a lot of people from the Freemasons and the people that have been running our beautiful country for years and making sure that we're all good, maybe the cabal and cabalists, people that are like black magic and all that stuff like that, maybe they actually did infiltrate the Masons. And now if Trump releases the list, there will be a lot of people that have taken oaths that will basically be exposed
Well, I mean, I think that's part of why the CIA was involved with Mossad. That's confirmed. That's old news. So you say we can't put it out. I mean, that's out. But to say the list, look, there's this holy list that Epstein had, that there were grand jury investigations, FBI investigations, trials, convictions. It's a giant mess. And so it just goes on and on and on. We have Mayorkas with 450,000 kids we now know smuggled in for sex slavery and stuff. That is all cut and dry. They're saving a lot of the kids. They're indicting low-level people. I won indictments of Mayorkas yesterday. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP, for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Gentlemen, Count Dankula, top UK comedian, podcaster, and all-around crazy Scottman is coming up right now. You don't want to miss
Scottman. If you are receiving Scottman, this transmission, Scottish you man. Are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And I will make him talk like Shrek today, I promise. He hadn't been on a couple years. I've asked him like a year ago. He asked to come on, so I want to get him on. He just had to kind of, you know, slap me around a little bit first. But seriously, he's had a lot of exploits. He spent time in jail for getting his girlfriend's dog to Heil Hitler. And, boy, we've come a long way. Starmer, though, just a couple weeks ago or last week with Trump, they're like, hey, you're arresting people for their speech. He goes, no, we just arrest people, teach kids how to commit suicide. Meanwhile, people posting videos of police beating people for no reason or people praying 100 yards from an abortion clinic, they get arrested. And Starmer says, no. Well, now Trump's threatening tariffs on the UK if they don't back off of that. But Greenblatt of the ADL and the Republican Party are trying to pass laws that mirror the EU and the UK's laws that if you criticize Israel, you don't just get deplatformed. You could get put in jail. And, man, I tell you, the Israel lobby doing that forces me, because I don't like giving fuel to the fire, because it just makes it get bigger and more out of control. And the more Israel tries to power grab, the more people get mad at them. And there's a lot of crazies on that side, and it is a witch's brew. So we'll talk about it with confirmed worshiper of Adolf Hitler. He doesn't just spread the worship of Hitler around the world to humans like Kanye West. He does it to dogs, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to upfront say I denounce his Hitler worship of the evil Count Dacula. Look at this is sick. Viewer discretion is advised. This is the madness. And thank God he was thrown in prison in the UK. This is the type of sick crap that comes out of Count Dankula's mind. Do not visit him on X at Count Dankula TV. I mean, or YouTube with his top channel. This, I'm just showing you this so you know. I support Jonathan Greenblatt and the ADL. I agree. Anyone that supports this should be sent to hard labor or starved to death like the Gazans or marched into the desert or killed by a robot drone run by Palantir. I fully endorse it. Here it is. I endorse arresting him again, by the way. Here it is.
Mikhail. Mikhail. Mikhail.
Do you want gas and juice?
More gas and juice.
More gas and juice, son.
My girlfriend is always ranting and raving about how cute and adorable her wee dog is, so I thought I would turn him into the least cute thing that I could think of, which is a Nazi.
Do I gas the Jews? Buddha.
Do
Do I gas the Jews? Come on, gas the Jews, man. Come on, gas the Jews.
Censored and then imprisoned for this evil. Because he normalizes anti-Semitism. Now, I think starving kids and having AI drones slaughter them in Gaza creates that. We don't need Count Dankula for that. We've got Benjamin Netanyahu for that. Gallup poll, Israel sees the number one threat in the world today. I don't think that's the case. I think it's communist China and the crazy neocons are going to start a nuclear war with Russia. But regardless, here we are. Count Dankula, good to have you on with us. I was obviously joking. We know you're really a libertarian and not a Nazi. But if you were, it's your right to free speech. But I know you're a smart guy. You've seen the rise of this stuff. I mean, we think Nick Fuentes is evil, though, able to brainwash people into being Nazis. He's not really a Nazi. You are able to brainwash dogs. So you got a magical power.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've been trying to build the third Reich, as I like to call it, you know, for quite some time now. You know, it's because that's how it goes. I mean, even Hitler loved dogs, right? Hitler loved dogs. You know, he was a vegetarian, very big on animals and stuff like that. And as you know, I'm very, very inclusive. I see no reason as to why animals can't be part of the modern Nazi movement. I see no reason as to why they shouldn't be. I think modern Nazism should be open and accepting to all people.
Now that's very liberal because it's saying animals are the same as humans and have rights. We could train bluebirds to be Nazis. We could train parrots to say Heil Hitler.
Yeah,
Heil make Hitler, great spies. Heil Hitler, Heil Hitler. Hitler.
Yeah. Probably want to say cracker, but
well, I mean Kanye West can train black guys to say, you know, nigger Heil Hitler. So I guess you get anything you want going on here.
Oh yeah, no, definitely, yeah. Ah, oh, it's great to be back, Alex. But yeah, in regards to it, like, Buddha's still doing well, by the way. He's old now. He's very, very old. You know, he's going to retire to Argentina and probably get put on trial when he's in his 90s and dog years and everything. He still does it. He still does this.
Oh, so the dog is still alive. How many years ago did you get put in jail for training the dog to do that?
2016. So you're talking nearly
9 years ago.
Nearly 10 years ago. Yeah.
So,
yeah,
so that means you're still with the same girl. Did you guys get hitched?
No. Yeah, we got married, but now we're getting divorced.
Oh, really? Of course. But I mean, is the prize Hitler dog with you now?
He's not with me right now. I'm at work, but he's at home still. But he's old.
Well, you got to come back on the show soon with the dog.
I'll try and get the dog. I'll try and get him. It's just he's very, very old now. I don't think he's got. Tough to talk about, but I don't think he's got long left.
What is his name? Heinrich Himmler?
No, it's Buddha, funnily enough. His name's Buddha. It was because
no, but to get serious, and it's not like we're politically correct and apologizing here. Your politics are not Nazi, people that don't know. We're joking here.
No, I'm a member of the Scottish Libertarian Party. I've ran in elections for them and everything as well, yeah. It's libertarian, just total distrust of state. Hate the government, don't like them. They're scam artists, they're con artists. I see any government employee, any politician, the same way that you see the skeezy used car salesman, where they try and act like they're your best friend and they're trying to work in your best interest, but they're essentially trying to just... Am I allowed to swear on here again? Because I remember getting in trouble in the past.
Well, as long as you don't do it, we have a delay for the TV and radio stations so they don't get fines. Democrats are allowed to cuss, we can. But no, you can cuss all you want as long as you just don't go for like 10 seconds because we have to like delay it out so the stations won't hear it, but everybody on the internet will.
No, that's fine. Basically, they're like used car salesmen, but they try and be your best friends, but they're really trying to fuck you up the arse. Right, that's what they are. That's what all these politicians are. Any promise they make when they get in, they don't deliver on any of their promises.
And they don't have the common decency to give you a goddamn reach around.
Yeah, no, not even the common decency to give you a reach around or anything, or whisper sweet nothings into your ear or anything. You know, none of that stuff. They don't even cuddle you afterwards. And I'm a big hugger after I get fucked. You know, I like to have a little bit of a cuddle. Right? You know, I just keep the romance in the relationship. I'm starting to feel that the relationship between us and government is an abusive one. Unfortunately, there's no way that we can actually leave this one because where else can we go? in Ireland. You know, there's no refuge for people that want to leave this type of abusive relationship, especially with one with Keir Starmer, who went back on every single promise that he's made. And even though they were the party of the rebels and the resistance and all, we're fighting against state tyranny. And then the instant he gets in, he becomes a tyrant. Right, which is just the case with any type of positions of power. People get in and immediately they stick their hand in the cookie jar. They go back on every single promise that they made. I think one of the very first things he did is, even though that Labour are seen as like the working class party for the working man, the very first thing that they did was reduce funding for old pensioners to pay for their heating bills in the winter. And Britain's very, especially Scotland, is very famous for having really, really brutal winters. So the very, very first thing that he did when in office was basically get grandmothers to freeze to death. That was the first thing they did. This is the working class party. So that's what I mean. Politicians say whatever they have
to
do.
Yeah, that's right. The government, the taxpayers pay to heat all the palaces of the royalty, but they cut the allotment for gas, and literally old people were on buses everywhere because they had heat, and a whole bunch died. People forget about that.
Yeah, there's loads of things that he's done as well, especially in regards to the freedom of speech. I love that clip where he's sitting next to Trump going, "We have freedom of speech in Britain." That's how much they're willing to barefaced lie, no matter how much evidence, like, is put in front of you. Like, you can see with your own eyes. Like, for example, we've got rapists and paedophiles who are migrants who are getting away with slaps on the wrist and little light sentences, but we've got a young mother serving 3 years for a Facebook post. We've got people getting rounded up for stuff they posted on Facebook during the Southport riots. We've still got people getting arrested online for Section 127 of the Communications Act of 2003 for basically expressing political opinions. We even have the police setting up a unit at the moment to monitor the internet for what's called anti-migrant sentiment. And they're saying that this is so that they can basically prevent another Southport, because obviously after the Southport killings and word got out that it was Axel Rudicabana.
How dare you? When a crazy black person goes and stabs three little white girls to death, criticize it, we're going to put you in jail. Yeah. And also notice that this has been going on for a decade. They're expanding police in bars and restaurants, listening for anything racist, and now they're telling restaurants huge fines if they don't catch them themselves.
That's the exact same thing the Stasi did in East Germany. They would go into bars and pubs, like, dressed as, like, a regular Joe. They would get a guy very drunk, and they would try, "So what do you think of the government? What do you think of Stalin? What do you think?" And then they would try and get the guy to say a bunch of stuff out loud in front of everyone, and then he'd be taking down names of who said it. And then as soon as that person left the bar, they would get black bagged, over the head, tied up, thrown in the back of a van, and that's the last anyone ever saw of them. That's literal Stasi tactics. That's what the Stasi did in East Germany. Right? So, and it's just, basically, as soon as they've got into power, they've got the big chair, he's holding the great big club, and he is going to abuse the absolute hell out of it. And they always try and get laws in, like the online safety bill and everything, but they went, "Oh, it's for the kids, it's for the kids."
And by the way, for those who don't know, we're showing footage for TV viewers. I'll describe it for radio listeners. This is one of the videos in the last week that they use the Online Safety Act to block, which they say, so kids don't learn how to commit suicide and, quote, see porn. No, it's police beating people over the head, flying their Union Jack with clubs. That's what they don't want you to see.
Yeah. The main reason that anytime governments have been against freedom of speech, the stuff that they're always after immediately is the anti-government speech. But they know that that's a bad look if they just come out and say that. So what they do is they try and get some little laws in the door first where it's like, "Oh, but think of the children. Think about social peace. Think about having no riots and everything." Things that are very difficult for the everyman to argue against. Right. "Oh, you're not pro-pedophile, are you? You're not pro-racist, are you? Oh, no, okay, I'm in favour of the law." And then the laws get voted in. And then the first thing they do is as soon as that law gets in, they expand it to its actual real goal, which was to stifle government dissent. Because that's the same thing that happened in China. China didn't just happen overnight. You know, they had the revolution, and then it was a slow process of authoritarianism. You can't just bring the hammer down overnight. You have to gradually bring it in. So the very first speech laws that actually happened in communist China once it was established were anti-racism laws. They were the first speech laws that came in China, and it was basically, China's a very big place. There's all kinds of different ethnicities and cultures and stuff like that in China, and obviously it's part of the whole communist utopian bullshit ideal. They were like, "Oh, but we should all be living in harmony. We're one people and we should all live together." So everyone kind of went, "Oh, yeah, okay, we can have these laws." As soon as these laws came in, they were immediately expanded to cover "you're not allowed to criticize."
That is the exact same formula now in Europe, in the UK, in Canada, Australia, the US, the ADL. is right up front. I have some of these clips. I didn't see it on my list, but I thought I sent it to the crew. Maybe I didn't. But they've actually got these online censors at Facebook and others saying, I'm a Zionist, and I'm here to censor people that criticize Israel who claim Zionists are controlling the media. And it's like, if I wanted to make a statement to be discrediting, we're going to censor anybody, and we have laws to arrest them we're trying to pass, if they say Zionists are in the media trying to censor, and I'm a Zionist. And you are doing it. And it's like you're doing the villainous thing. It's like you're the one doing something that's going to make everybody hate you.
It's the same thing as well as whenever you say, I'm sick of that secret group of people that control the world. And then you get everyone saying, stop being anti-Semitic. And you're like, who mentioned Jews? Like, why are you piping up? Why are you getting mad about that and everything? And it's quite telling. Right. But it's basically the reason that the government comes after the speech is they don't like people pointing out the dodgy stuff that they're doing. Right, because as soon as people say, point out, oh, the government's doing this illegal thing, the government's violating these human rights, the government's doing this, the government's doing that, word spreads throughout the populace, people start to get a little bit annoyed. They start to get a little bit pissed off. And that's when things start to ferment, people start to get really, really angry, and that's when you get the Southport riots.
And now I'm told the demonstrations are record level in all over the UK, Ireland, Scotland, England, correct me if I'm wrong, but I see that here. And this isn't rocket science. If the left, going back 30, 40 years ago, if you criticize the Federal Reserve being private, or you criticize censorship, or you criticize anything, they go, oh, that's code for anti-Semitism, which then introduced that more and more and more to become a self-fulfilling prophecy, which now, I mean, it is just everywhere.
Yeah, and it's just, the fact is powerful people don't like people pointing out the dodgy stuff they're doing. That's all speech laws boil down to. They don't like it. They don't want people causing dissent. If there's the one thing that the people in the government value more than anything, even the lives of their own citizens or the safety of the children in their own country, it's their power. They will do horrific, disgusting things to keep a hold of their own power. Because that's all they care about. They don't care about you. They don't care about the country. There are politicians that go in and do their 4 years in office, leaving the country 100 times worse off than when they first went and didn't deliver a single promise. They then get a job at some bank or some think tank somewhere for 6 figures while still collecting their prime minister or presidential pension. And they don't care how everything's going to turn out because they're like, ah, I'll be dead in like 15 years. I would like to die a millionaire. I don't have kids. Who gives a crap? Right, they don't care. I don't trust people that don't have offspring.
They're breaking the social contract. Yeah. Since you mentioned it, I mean, I saw Starmer at record level being lampooned, criticized when he said last week there's no censorship. Yeah. When again, they arrest people 100 yards from an abortion clinic, silently praying. And, you know, and a guy puts up a trans flag and says that they remind me of Hitler, a veteran. He gets arrested. I mean, it's thousands every month. It's just total insane. Germany the same way. College students fly to another country for an anti-immigration conference, and they're arrested when they get back. I mean, this is Stasi-level stuff. It's here. It's not coming. The trucker protest, Canada, all of it. Here's Starmer, and I want your response to what you're seeing on the ground in the U.K.
President, you have a successful social media site. There are new powers here to censor your site, state mandated powers.
To censor my site?
To censor your site and
you
Twitter
truth?
And Facebook.
Truth,
I mean truth. Is that okay?
Well, I don't think he's going to censor my site because I say only good things. Will you please uncensor my site?
Yeah, we're not censoring anyone. We've got some measures which are there to protect children, in particular from sites like suicide sites. We've had too many cases in the United Kingdom of young children taking their own lives, and when you look through their social media, they've been accessing sites which talk about suicide and encouraging, if you like, children down that road, and that is what we want to stop. Nothing about censoring free speech.
But that treats all adults like children.
This country is a proud...
But that can treat all adults like children.
Free speech in this country has been for a very long time. We're very, very proud of it.
Okay, so there's thousands of videos of saying, you posted something you shouldn't have. You did a thumbs up, when a Muslim that raped a woman got imprisoned. So A, what is the response of the UK on the ground? And then B, what do you make of the Trump administration talking about tariffs today if the UK doesn't stop? I guess the gaslighting didn't work.
I just think it's an incredible feat of skill that Keir Starmer was able to say that with a straight face. One of the biggest, he says, we're not censoring anyone. We literally have like the Communications Act 2003 that censors people, which thousands of people are arrested under every single year for that particular act. Then we've even had members of parliament bringing in basically CEOs and staff from like the big major social media companies, specifically asking them to take certain channels, certain accounts down for on behalf of the British government. We've had stuff like that for ages. We've got Kiwi Farms is banned in the UK. There's loads of different ones websites that you're not able to access. So him saying we're not censoring anyone is a complete lie. It's a complete provable lie. There are people in jail right now because the government didn't like what they said. The government didn't like the things that they say. Keir Starmer is a flat-out liar. He's an absolute liar. But he is a politician, so it's redundant, right? But he is just a complete liar. Either he's willfully misleading the British people, or he's a complete idiot that genuinely has no idea what's going on in his country. Because bear in mind, Keir Starmer didn't win the election because he's good. He won the election because the Tories were that terrible. That's how he ended up.
That's right. They're just as bad. Like, yeah. Their rhetoric's better, but they're just as bad. And again, Trump's only having to stand up to this because the EU and the UK are literally suing and attacking and fining U.S. tech companies trying to control what we say over here. But they're not censoring anybody. Remember last year when they had the riots, remember they had the head of the police say, if you're in the United States, we will arrest you there and take you here. Remember that we are going to grab you and bring you here. I mean, they're saying we're going to arrest you in America and take you there.
A part of me would absolutely love to see five British police officers come over here to try and arrest a single Texan. I would love to see that. It would not end well. It would absolutely not end well. Even if the Texan guy didn't even use his guns, the average Texan man would beat the shit out of the five of them. Right, it would not go down well. And it's the fact is that they're that arrogant and drunk with power that they literally thought that they were going to turn around to America, one of the most powerful countries in the world. We are going to arrest your citizens and violate their human rights. And they thought that somehow that was going to go down well. Like, the guy was an idiot for saying that. Because first, Britain doesn't have the right to do that. You can't extradite someone from another country and violate their human rights. It was just a stupid thing
to
say.
But don't forget, Germany did extradite Americans and Canadians to Germany who Holocaust denied. Remember that?
I did not know that. Is that something that Germany actually did?
Ernst Zundel and a bunch of others, yeah. Yeah, look, nowhere to hide for influencers behind disorder. We will come to America and other countries and arrest you, you knave. By the way, here's the head of Meta Censorship saying, and there's a bunch of clips of like all the key, it is, almost all the key censors over these companies at meetings saying, we're going to censor Israel critics who say we're censoring them in a cabal. Here's part of it.
In addition to my work leading the Israel public policy team, I created a new role specifically focused on the Jewish diaspora. It is a privilege to represent Meta to Jewish communities worldwide. I am proud that Meta's commitment to addressing anti-Semitism on our platforms has remained steadfast, especially after October 7th. Our policies are industry-leading in protecting Jewish people and Israelis on our platforms. Our community standards include policies that prevent harassment, violence, and incitement, and include a robust framework to combat anti-Semitism. Our hateful conduct policy includes specific protections for Israelis and Jews. We banned Holocaust denial and distortion back in 2020. We changed industry thinking on this issue, designating denial as hate speech rather than misinformation. It wasn't just about facts, it was about protecting people from harmful conduct. We banned content with harmful stereotypes about Jews, such as the claim that Jews run the world or other major institutions. We updated our policies to recognize that the term Zionist can be used as a proxy for Jews and Israelis. We banned content claiming Zionists run the world or control the media. And we do not allow for dehumanizing comparisons of Zionists. It's a delicate balance between safety and expression. My role is to ensure that the voices of Israelis and the Jewish community are heard in this policy-making process.
Okay, so we got to go to break, Dangelo. You'll respond when we come back. You'll have the floor. But you just heard the most oxymoronic. You want to discredit yourself. All over the world, we're censoring anybody criticizing Israel. And if they say we run the censorship, we're censoring them. I mean, what the hell? Who writes these scripts, man? And Netanyahu's starving all these kids and has robot AI drones slaughtering them. They're showing it to you and proud of it. We'll be right back with Count Dangelo. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber, you can cancel any time. It's only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you that have ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sea Moss has been by far and away our best-selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish Sea Moss is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate Sea Moss capsules right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored. Just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate Sea Moss capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So you go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate Sea Moss capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Count Dankula is with us about 20 minutes to the next hour. Then I'm going to spend the rest of the show on all that's come out about the Palisades, Mel Gibson being dead on, that it was done deliberately. He's getting attacked because they're scared of this. Okay, they burned down Maui the same way. But getting back to Count Dankula, I know people are tuning in every millisecond. A lot of people just tuned in. If you just tuned in, we have the head of Meta Censorship, and we have the heads of, at the time, Twitter, and, you know, others, but they're still saying it, and in the EU and all of it, coordinating with the ADL and its counterparts around the world to put their people in to then censor everybody, and then setting the precedent to take everybody's speech away by designating things whatever they want. And if you even criticize Israel and Gaza, you get censored. And she says, and anybody that says that a Jewish lobby is running censorship, we're going to censor them. And now they're trying to pass in a bunch of states and federally anti-free speech laws sponsored by the ADL. I have clips of that last week with Greenblatt, who tried to take me off the air openly at their galas. They literally said I should be arrested. Sacha Baron Cohen gets up there. We got a guy on who's been arrested for a Hitler dog joke. And it's just pushing people into this. And her saying, if you say we're censoring, we're going to censor you too. And Greenblatt's like, no, we're going to arrest your ass. So where do you see this going, Count Dankula?
That was the funniest thing about the clip, is her sitting there going, we are sick of all these Jewish stereotypes, so we're going to get rid of them by engaging in every single Jewish stereotype, just like proving the point. Like, in trying to shut everyone down, they just proved what they were saying correct. That was like the dumbest thing. It's the same thing with all the dumb Holocaust laws. It's the only historical event in history that is enforced by law. That makes everyone kind of go, why is that? And then they start asking questions. I don't understand this behavior that has the opposite intended effect. It works that well that I'm starting to think it's on purpose. Like, have you ever heard the theory that a lot of these, like, Jews that are in these positions that are doing all this stuff aren't actually Jews but are raging anti-Semites because they're so good at generating anti-Semitism? Like, that's something that I'm starting to believe, because all this stuff is having the opposite effect. And it's just, as soon as laws come in where you're not allowed to question something, and like, especially towards any government policy or anything the government's doing, that's just confirmation that they know what they're doing is bad. They know for a fact it's bad. Well, they just don't want you asking about it, and they don't want you talking about it.
Well, you're saying stuff so powerful, I don't want to interrupt you, but I got to just back you up. I know you do a lot of historical videos with your Mad Lad videos that are so popular, billions of views total. But, Dankula, were you begging the question, or do you know what you just said is true? In Nazi Germany, it was Jewish groups worked with Hitler at first to ship them to Palestine, but they had to give all their money to Madeleine Albright's dad was the head guy. Hitler later double-crossed him. He had to run to Serbia. Low level was Soros, you know, in Eastern Europe, is what they called a bloodhound, you know, finding Jews that would trust him so he could ferret out where they were. Netanyahu needs to stay in power by keeping this war going. He even admits that. Did you know that Israel, the Levant affair, and a bunch of other things, this is mainline Israeli Haaretz news, in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, did hundreds of bombings in Spain, Portugal, areas of Europe, Iraq, Syria, of Jewish synagogues to drive Jews out of those countries and into Israel. So, yes, that is exactly what the top of that particular mafia does, is it goes out and stirs up stuff, because then when Israel gets attacked, worldwide Jewry, who is, you know, on average a part of that, will then put all their money and energy into backing the very group. And you've got Steve Pachinik, who's Jewish, whose family, you know, a bunch of parents, people got killed in the Holocaust for real, because Hitler did round up Jews and kill them, folks. They fled to Russia, then they got, then ran to Cuba. He later became high-level CIA. He knows the whole history and will come out and lay all that out. And that's why he hates the people that run Israel so much. But respond to that.
Well, that actually was something that I didn't know. I knew about the Soros stuff in Eastern Germany, and this is another part of, like, censorship, where you've no doubt seen the clip of Soros admitting that he did that.
Yes.
He admitted that he actually did those things.
Best time of his life.
Yes. Yeah. And he was like, oh, I'd do it again, and everything, like, completely fucking over his own people. And that's the thing, is that clip has been scrubbed from everywhere, because it's an unfortunate truth that people don't like, so they're using censorship to get rid of it. Because a lot of people, because he's like their biggest funder, he's meant to be seen as this good and generous, or what a charitable man, even though what he's donating money to is specifically things that are going to annihilate the West. Right? Everybody wants him thinking he's a good guy. He's not, he's a massive piece of shit. People died because of him. Like, people get dragged off to, like, camps because of George Soros, which is why they try and use censorship to strip away that clip from everywhere. And if anybody ever finds the clip, download it. Don't upload it anywhere. You'll get into trouble. Right? But that's just another example of government censorship. There's people that are a part of this system to destroy the West, so they want to get rid of any sort of, like, damning evidence against them, so everybody thinks that, oh, they're lovely guys and they're just goofy little goobers. Everybody trust this man, please, because he gives us billions and billions of dollars. Right, and basically, censorship is so the government can keep doing these horrendous things unimpeded. Even just recently, there was another one where two migrants abducted and sadly raped a 12-year-old girl. The police tried to bury the story, and the police were refusing to release the ethnicities or the names of the gentlemen involved because they were terrified of riots. Because even with all the censorship, even, and the thing is, when the censorship gets worse and worse, this is just going to get worse and worse because it has the opposite effect, you know, like we spoke about with with the Holocaust and all those other things, you know, the anti-Jewish stereotype rules. It has the opposite effect. As soon as you try and stop people from seeing the ethnicities and names of these attackers, basically, we all know whenever it doesn't get, whenever they don't say the person's name in the paper, that's your answer. You know exactly the ethnicity and the name of the person that did the crime. But now it's came out that the police tried to bury this, and now what's happening is people are starting to plan riots. People are starting to plan protests and riots because they tried to censor the ethnicities of these two dangerous men that are in the community, right? Because they were worried about riots. Instead, what they're getting is bigger riots. These censorship laws do not work. They don't work.
And for those that don't know, some might say, why don't you remember the UK? Well, they're fellow humans, but also the same globalist groups, it's not just the ADL, are in the EU right now is incredibly draconian, arresting people that are going to win the presidency, arresting people that win presidencies, yeah. Canceling elections. The EU commission's unelected. I mean, this is crazy.
The AfD, the Alternative for Deutschland party in Germany, are doing very, very well in the polls because Germany has been absolutely annihilated by mass migration. They've been like rapes through the roof, crimes through the roof, foreign drug gangs are just roaming the streets and everything. There's machete fights in the streets, gun crime, all this stuff, which Germany basically had to deal with like any other country.
Giant no-go zones, the majority of rapes are being foreigners. The Muslims have this special thing where they love to stab babies and baby strollers. I mean, it's just...
Yeah. But the thing is, what's happened is the average German is starting to say, nuts to this, I want a change, and people are starting to vote for the AfD. Everyone's going over to the AfD. The AfD is quite rightly saying, things are terrible, we want to fix it. We're going to get rid of these globalists, get rid of these liberals, and we are going to go back to a nationalistic Germany. Now, the last two times that happened didn't go well, but I think they're going to be a lot more sensible than Hitler and the Kaiser.
Well, let's be clear. Right, World War One was started by the British Empire. And then World War II was, you know, Hitler's deal. But British intelligence was so sneaky, the Milner Group, before Hitler even arrived, said, we want to put them under the Versailles Treaty, piss them off, suck them dry, and then secretly back nationalist right-wingers. And then they backed Hitler. He never even knew it. It came out later, declassified in the 70s, and helped him get to power so they could then have a new enemy again. That is sick.
Yeah. Yeah, they basically played on, Hitler was originally a spy. He originally joined the party as a spy, but then he was completely won over by all the messaging and stuff like that, and then joined it for real. And
that's right. He was hired as an army spy. Yep.
But however, just like any other German soldier, not the biggest fan of the French, not the biggest fan of the Treaty of Versailles, to the point that when Hitler conquered France, he brought them all to the exact same train carriage that the Treaty of Versailles was signed in, and made the French sign their declaration of surrender in the same train carriage. Now, say what you will about Hitler. that was a pretty big, like, F you to the French after the Treaty of Versailles. But, yeah, it was basically they stir up discontent on purpose and then use it to their own advantages. Every country does it. Everybody does it all the time. Every intelligence agency does it.
You know, well, that's another thing. What do you make of? You see the same thing I see. I haven't asked you this, but I think you're going to agree. Are you seeing the outright Hitler worship exploding everywhere?
I'm seeing it exploding everywhere, and I don't like it. I understand why it's getting to that point, but I don't like that stuff where it's like, yeah, be right-wing, be conservative, be all of those things. Let's not go for full authoritarianism, because that is a trick the government plays all the time.
Well, that's right, because Hitler was a totalitarian, and I'm quite the history buff, plus both my grandfathers were in Europe in World War II, so I got to hear about it from them. But here's the deal. Hitler was like Audie Murphy. That's why the Germans liked him so much. He was a big war hero, Iron Cross first class, Iron Cross second class. He got so many awards, he just said, stop giving them to him. Okay, gassed twice, in mustard gas, all the rest of it. Had visions the second time he was gassed. He was going to save Germany, all this other stuff. And the point was, he was very charismatic and all the rest of it. And then went out there, punched the right buttons. But, you know, I've actually read the writings and the plans and the stuff they actually did. And so this idea that, you know, Hitler didn't start World War II, all the rest of it is just preposterous. And then they'll also say, we don't want to hear about the Poles. Poland did nothing, and then he divides it with Stalin and literally bombs it when it was a World War One army, killing millions of people, and then people, well, you got to break a few eggs. So the point is, just because we know British intelligence did a lot of corrupt stuff and knew about Pearl Harbor and all the rest of it, and with the U.S. Navy didn't, you know, left the ships there, all that goes on. But the point is that at the end of the day, this idea that a guy that's been dead 80 years is now because we don't like the current system, now let's embrace Hitler. I think it's insane.
I understand that things get really, really bad, and it makes people want the strong, hyper-authoritarian leader. Their word is law. Instead of going in and, oh, I have to debate this with opposing parties, and I have to run it by the Senate, and blah, blah, blah. No, get a guy in, his word is law. And if things get that bad, then people will vote for that. However, that has backfired catastrophically every single time it's been done all the way throughout history. So, I mean, Weimar Germany, things were absolutely terrible. There was, like, hyperinflation where by the time you had your wheelbarrow of money, which was worth about $3, by the time you got that home, it was worthless. That's how bad hyperinflation was. Things were terrible. So, of course, this Hitler guy comes along and he goes, I'm going to fix everything. And everyone went, yeah, you know, let him try it out. You know, it can't get any worse, can it? And then we had Nazi Germany. Right.
Meanwhile, the British had their spies, double agents, all throughout his government, just like we were able to take down Iraq in a few days because half the generals worked for us. Saddam had been CIA. Yeah. And again, it's not defending Hitler. It's the reality. From the beginning of the war, we had their Enigma machines. Everything was a setup. And so to me, Hitler was a giant loser.
Yeah, he's messed up. Should not have invaded Russia in the winter. That was silly. But basically, in regards to the authoritarianism, authoritarianism isn't the answer. It's the removal of authoritarianism and delegating it to geographic areas.
And the problem is Netanyahu is acting like a baby Hitler, in my view.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I haven't really kept up with Israel because I tune out. I don't see states doing state things. Like, see, even like the Russia-Ukraine war and Israel-Gaza and stuff like that, I just tune out because I just see it as war hawk nonsense. I just see it, oh, yeah, we're going to go to Iran, we're going to go to Israel, we're going to go to Gaza, we're going to do this. And I'm like, I hate it. I hate war hawks. I hate interfering in foreign affairs that have got nothing to do with us. I hate giving billions and billions and billions of tax money all the way to these other people in countries that I don't know or care about. It just bothers me, and that's why I don't talk about it. Even on my second channel where I cover news, don't talk about Ukraine and Russia. Don't talk about Israel and Gaza.
That's right, but I love your show. Tell us about the different shows. Yeah. So you've got Mad Lads. What else you got?
I talk about just... Mad Lads is just me talking about crazy people from history. You know, but have you ever heard... Whenever someone tells you a story about a crazy guy from history and your first response is to go, shut up, that didn't happen. But then you look and it actually did happen. Those are the people that I cover. Right? Those are just crazy people from history whose stories you wouldn't believe. The second channel... I focus more on news stories, but they're always relating to things like the grooming gangs, government authority, freedom of speech. Those are the particular things that I like to focus on. And I'm noticing, like you said, there is a huge shift. There is a massive shift in people's political persuasions. Because one thing as well, liberals, see, when it comes to things like mass migration, they're all middle class. They're all living in the nice suburban neighborhoods on mummy and daddy's credit card. They don't actually have to deal with the consequences of what they're advocating for. Right, they'll never even see a migrant where they live, right? Whereas it's the working class people that have to live in these neighborhoods where their daughters can't even go out and play in the street anymore in case a bunch of Albanians in an Audi grab her and drag her into the back of the car. Right, it's them that has to deal with the repercussions of the leftist activism. And what's happening is instead you had your average, normal, everyday conservatives, maybe some of them leaned a little bit left. Now, especially among the working class, you are having a monstrous sweep to the right, a huge sweep to the right. And some of them are taking it a little bit too far in that regard, and they are wanting like full-scale authoritarianism. Authoritarianism isn't the answer to that.
And the left's already pushing full-scale authoritarianism. So what?
They're there. The left have been authoritarian. Like I miss the old left, like the 90s left that were kind of chill. Where, yeah, I'm going to smoke a bit of weed. I want a little bit of free healthcare. You know, just leave me alone. The old left, they were fine. I liked them. This new left, they're full blown. They're communists. Like full blown tanky. Government, come and wipe my bum, please. Like, that's what they're like. Government, and
people like Sean Penn saying, let's use nuclear weapons on Russia.
Oh, shut up. They've got the dead hand system. As soon as they do that, a billion people are dead. Like, that's dumb. See, one thing that you definitely shouldn't listen to an actor on is politics. They're a bloody actor. You know, just shut up.
I'm just saying, exactly what happened to liberals, that at least they were right to be anti-war. Now they're the most frothing, foaming at the mouth, unless it's Israel. Then they hate it.
Yeah. One thing that I will give the government is that they somehow twisted the old school left into supporting all of the things they used to be against. Like, hating Big Pharma. They were ratting people out for not getting vaccinations during COVID and everything. These are, I hate the pharma companies, bro. Yeah, they just want all your money. And then they were literally ratting people out, and they were like publicly shaming people and trying to create social codes to get those stupid vaccinations, which backfired massively because, again, these cause blood clots. These cause all kinds of health
they
problems.
They were refusing all over the Western world, every country, Canada, U.S., everything, refusing liver transplants and kidney transplants to people, even kids that wouldn't take it. We have hundreds of videos of Canada, the U.S., liberals beating up people that aren't wearing masks. Not the cops, the liberals.
Yeah, and the thing is, can you imagine a leftist in the 90s doing that type of stuff in the name of Big Pharma? No, they hated Big Pharma. They hated war. They hated all of that stuff. Now they love that stuff. They love that stuff. And that's the one thing that I will give, like, the government's espionage and not mind control, but mind game stuff. They actually somehow managed to psyop the left into being in favor of everything that the government wants. Now, say what you will about them, that's impressive.
And I know you know this, but in Germany, the UK, France, the US, all of it, they bragged that the militaries used mind war, info war, to, quote, terrorize and brainwash, those are the headlines, the public into accepting the lockdowns.
Oh, but there was experiments done with that on Facebook where they made changes to people's algorithms to see if they could influence people's moods by what they were showing. And if you show people a bunch of videos of puppies and kittens and wonderful things and feel-good stories and everything, people would post online and their posts were very, very positive, which means obviously in that moment they were feeling very, very positive. Other people, they then showed horrible things like war, bad news, accidents, or there's a famine in Africa, all the terrible stuff, and then also introduced a bunch of horrible bot accounts to make fun of them. That immediately influenced their mood. And it had a way, whenever you're in a bad mood, that has a wider effect on people around you. So imagine doing that on a society-wide scale. Right, Facebook experimented with it, and apparently they were rather terrified by how effective it was. So these types of things are definitely abused by the government. If they want people angry, they just have to flick a switch in the algorithm, and they've got a bunch of angry people.
I totally agree. I want to do at least 20 more minutes with you on any topics you want to hit. It's always fascinating, but your predictions, because you say, oh, I don't really follow all this. Yeah, you do. I get it. You like tune out of the war stuff. You know what they're saying is pure bull. It's not that you're not looking at what's happening. That's what I got from that because I watch your show. I know. Big picture, where do you see this going, that BlackRock's so discredited and courts are ruling against it here in the U.S., that it's a cartel trying to enslave us, which is true, and DEI being thrown out, the transgenderism getting banned, the U.N. saying ban it, the U.K. saying ban it, finally states here banning it, even liberal states, quasi like New Hampshire. Where do you see that going, and how do you see the left responding? I see them caving in to even more cult-like behavior like cults do when they're being opposed.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The same thing happened back in the 70s with the hippies and everything. You know, a lot of them were still around in, like, the 2000s and everything. You know, somehow they lived that long after all the drug use. And they're still going to be around, but there's not really much they could do in the manner of change. The one thing that's definitely going to happen, that this is what the government panics the most about. See the Southport riots and all the other riots and the attacks that are happening in the hotels? The government knows full well that it cannot stand up to the force of the population. So when the population starts to get forceful, the government gets really nervous about that. That's the thing that makes them panic. So they decide, oh, we're going to throw them a bone. We'll ban trans people from the toilets. Oh, we'll do this, we'll do that. And, oh, yeah, we'll allow you to speak a little bit more. All of that is in panic, and it's just sheer placation. Like, that, it's just placation, because when people start to form and get out there and organize, the government panics. They freak out. And the reason that people are starting to do that, instead of playing the whole game of, oh, we'll vote and maybe things will be different this time. Oh, this new politician's the exact same. Oh, well, we'll try again in 4 years when I'll vote again. That's not working anymore. That's not placating people. Right, people are now the government overplayed their hand and people reacted accordingly. And the government is starting to panic and freak out about that. That's why anyone talking about any type of direct action, like Facebook mothers on Facebook, they're getting chucked in prison for 3 years. That's why they're hunting down the leaders of these protests before they happen and either finding some niche charge to get them on or just even making something up so that they can arrest them and take them out of the picture. Right, that's the type of stuff that panics the government the most. Direct action on the streets. Because they know, like, even with all the police and with all the army and with all their guns, there's way more of us than there is of them. Right? They know that if there was a full-scale, like, global riot, like, not global riot, but, like, nationwide riot, they wouldn't stand a chance. They would not stand a chance.
My problem is, if we don't have a populist, just common sense, nationalist, basic, you know, system, the globalists talk about the IMF riots they've done in a lot of countries. They can use people getting pissed at their puppet group, throw them out and bring something even in worse. And again, they'll call it right wing. And so that's, you know, that's what I see becoming the issue here. Is how to get a populist movement in instead of getting, you know, a Hitler in.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's somebody who actually cares. Like, everybody says about Farage, like, over here in Britain, but as someone who's worked with Farage, he's not the guy. He's not the guy. Like, he wants change only if he's given the credit. Only if he, like, say, for example, if we could get, like, a constitution, that's my goal, a constitution here in Britain, I don't care if some new young Scottish guy, more attractive, better hairline, comes in talking all the free speech points and he achieves the constitution. I don't care that it was him. I now have a constitution. I'm happy. I don't care about the credit. Credit isn't really worth much to me if I don't have basic human rights. Right? I don't care. Farage, however, if someone new came in and tried to do that and, like, undermine him, Farage will stop and prevent that guy from doing the objectively good thing just because Farage wants to be the one to do it. And that's something that I have noticed.
Well, I gotta say, I know Nigel Farage, you know, and I've seen him now more and more deviate from his populist movements. He also, you know, endorsed Boris Johnson, got him in, then said, oh, he betrayed us. So, you know, I've been around him, and had dinner with him, and I personally, I got from him that he's just a very serious professional operator. And I got Patrick Bateman vibes.
Yeah, he's very vain and ever. Now, him being in Parliament is an objective good. He's talking about the grooming gangs. He's talking about migration, albeit in a very optics-friendly kind of way. I do think it's good that he is in Parliament.
But he also said we should just accept Islam basically taking over the UK.
That's stupid. It's just optics. There's certain things that he just won't point out because he's very, very worried about getting the Nick Griffin treatment. For those that don't know, Nick Griffin was the leader of the British National Party back in the day, and he was very on the nose about his dislike of Jews and his love of Hitler and stuff like that. They actually even got an MP voted into Parliament once, I believe, but he was utterly demolished and demonised in the press. He was attacked in the streets and stuff like that, very much like what's happening to basic
absolutely. We got to go to break. Let's come back on other key topics. And I got that ADL clip recently where they're just like, we're just going to, you know, we're taking all the speech away. I mean, you got to call it out, folks. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Count Dankula. I'm Alex Jones. Please don't forget, we've got one of the biggest sales yet at the alexjonesstore.com going right now. And I need your support. Buy one bottle of any of the amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and get another bottle free. Also, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, t-shirts, ball caps, more, and the new Tactical Dagger limited edition. That's going to sell out quickly. I need your support. I'm fighting the globalists and telling the truth, but I can't do it without you. These are great products. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, you cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber. You can cancel any time. This is only running for 7 days. Experience Ultramethylene Blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the Methylene Blue, bare minimum, at thealexjonesstore.com.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, Methylene Blue.
I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Epstein stuff yet and gotten the great comedian and award-winning, a very popular documentary producer, podcast, you name it, Count Dankula. We're going to get into that coming up next segment. But Count Dankula, your view, and I haven't talked to you about this, so I don't know it overall, so I don't really see you talking about it on your show. What do you think of Trump? Underperforming, overperforming, the real deal, the bad deal, this incredible saga the last 9 years? Where do you see that going?
He came back a changed guy after what he went through under the Biden administration, where they were just trying to constantly lock him up and trying to constantly get rid of him. Well, you know, if that stuff, if a political opponent got jailed in any country that the West didn't like, it would be all over the news. All the tyrants, all the this, all that, blah, blah, blah. But, oh, it's okay when we do it because we're the good guys. It was just a massive show of hypocrisy. But Trump came back very serious because I feel like his first term was funny, there was a lot of memes, he was very cheeky and everything, and he was just charismatic, and that's what made people like him. This time he's serious. He's very serious, and he strikes me as a very different guy. I do think he is doing a good job for the most part, especially in regards to the American economy and stuff like that. He's coming down on governors that are just basically not playing ball and are essentially making their states miserable places to live in, especially like California, which has, what is it, like hundreds of thousands of people leaving the place because it's just an absolute shit pile to live in now, having to walk down the streets dodging needles and stuff like that, yet your taxes are still sky high. But you've got five homeless guys camping in your front garden. Like, it's just a nightmare place for people to live in. But I do think Trump is doing very well at the moment. However, I am very, very disappointed in the way he's handled the Epstein files. That's really left a sour taste in my mouth. As far as
well, hold your horses on that, because we're doing the deep dive segment on that. Yeah. But I agree with you. Just your personal opinion looks really guilty. But then you look at all the other stuff. The Democrats had it before. Why didn't they release it before? And then what I've been told is the CIA said, look, it's a CIA Mossad operation, which we even have Halil Mossad coming out saying years ago. But then that itself is immoral. We are here to bring down the deep state, not release it because it hurts the CIA and Mossad.
Yeah, I would say just release the files, right? See if there is a bunch of like really, really powerful people running the country. Because one thing that powerful people will definitely do, they've done it since kings and chieftains first came around in human civilization, is they will use their power to get away with doing the horrible things that they want to do, right? Epstein Island wasn't the only one, right? So if these people are still in power, it means that they still have the ability to do horrendous things to children. Release the list, get rid of them. That's what I don't care if it's right wing, left wing, right? Get these people out. Get rid of them. Because as long as they're allowed to sit in the big chair with all the power, they will continue to use that power to do terrible things.
You're absolutely right. When we come back, we can get into this. You know, there's so many places to start, but the UK, from all my research, going back to like the 50s when you first saw it in the news, and then also Europe, They found dungeons full of dead kids and judges and government leaders running in the Netherlands and France. And you got Jimmy Savile and you're killing kids in a satanic dungeon and running children's charities and the best friend of King Charles. And I mean, there's been mainline articles in the UK, like pedophile rings run the UK, BBC pedophile rings. I mean, it seems to be an epicenter. Mossad's big on using it. And we know the CIA does as well. I mean, this is a big deal. Then Germany. And all the stuff that came out about Germany in West Germany from the 60s to the 90s, 30,000 kids purposely placed with convicted pedophiles to, quote, create a new society, new civilization. I mean,
it was a common thing back in the day whenever journalists got some great big scoop on some politician or on some government official involving acts towards children, that journalist would just magically get drunk one night and fall into the canal and, oh, sorry, he drowned, even though the person wasn't a drinker and that was not the route he was supposed to take home. That was a very common thing back in the day. But these days, they're a lot better at getting away with it.
That's right. Back in 60 seconds with the great Count Dankula to get into this and more. And then I got a ton of news coming up after that. Stay with us and follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Big Brother, mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're getting the take of popular talk show host, documentary maker, and very popular comedian Count Dankula out of Scotland on his take from across the pond on Trump and his administration. If he just joined us, he was talking about overall, he thinks Trump's a populist, trying to help the economy, trying to stop war. You know, he thinks he's doing a good job. He's more hardcore than he used to be, more serious. After being put through the ringer by Lawfare and the indictments, the attempted assassination. So I'm just recapping what he said if he just joined us. But this Epstein thing and the bizarre handling, talk about Streisand effect. We played the big Jewish lobby group with the ADL earlier. And Meta saying, we're censoring everybody criticizes Israel in any way and other stuff. And if you say we're censoring it, we're going to censor you as well. Talk about Streisand effect. And that ties into this. This just broke. Trump admin to withhold disaster funding for state cities that boycott Israel. Folks, it's one thing to deny funding for education if they use it for transgender brainwashing or to withhold funding from the medical system if they refuse to give surgeries to people that haven't taken shots or fire nurses and doctors. But to say we're not going to give you disaster funding for a hurricane or tornadoes or a flood or an earthquake or wildfires, which then hurts everybody in the state, because those state leaders boycott Israel, this is one of the most outrageous things. And I saw this break an hour ago, but I wanted to read the details. I've been doing that during the breaks that I've heard. I mean, they're already going to blame Trump when there's hurricanes, saying he didn't do it right. I told you that they're already doing it. They say, you know, he didn't have the alert systems for Texas, which wasn't true. They did put out the emergency alerts with the flooding outside Austin, in the Hill Country. This is insane. And again, I just call balls and strikes. The condition applies to at least $1.9 billion that states rely on to recover search and rescue equipment, emergency manager salaries, and backup power systems, among other expenses. The Trump administration said states and cities will not receive funding to prepare for natural disasters if they choose to boycott Israel companies, according to the agency statement. States must certify that they will not cut off commercial relations, specifically with Israel companies, to receive the money from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, according to the agency's terms of guarantees. Now, this is what the governor of Florida, who I like overall, is doing, what the governor of Texas is doing. San Marcos, a town south of Austin, big town, small city. They were talking about a resolution calling it genocide in Gaza. So they said, well, we're just going to pull state funding anyway from San Marcos. And so there's this loyalty pledge. So I didn't want to go back into the Israel stuff, but it's just continual. This is the Jerusalem Post. Here's Reuters. U.S. links $1.9 billion in state disaster funds to Israel boycott stance. So for a foreign government, if people in our country and jurisdictions do things they don't like, now if there's a flood, well, you don't get anybody to come save the kids. FEMA funding will not be granted to pro-BDS areas. And now we had a trade deal with Canada. That's, it was a good deal Trump did. That's going to be killed because they're going to, they have a resolution saying what's happening in Gaza is wrong and recognizing the Palestinian state. I'm going to say this again to Israel. And this is what Count Dankula said last hour. He thinks they're like secret Hitlers or something because you couldn't come up with a plan to turn the world more against Israel. Count Dankula, what do you make of this?
I think it's hilarious, though, the fact that these people pay so much money in taxes for protection from the government, you know, so that if a hurricane or a flood or any horrible catastrophe happens, the government has their back. But then even though they've paid their taxes for this very service, the government can say, actually, you have the wrong opinion, so you're not getting any of that stuff. You and your family can just get washed down the river. Right, that's disgusting. That is vile, basically. You're getting all that done to you because you have the wrong opinions. But in regards to Israel and stuff like that as well, it's just a government doing a government thing. So basically, Israel is a very honest government. It's just doing exactly what it wants to do. Right, the American government, especially the deep state, the British government, wishes it could do that stuff. Israel, I just see it as one of the most honest governments in the world. Screw you, we're going to do whatever the hell we want.
What do you think the response to this is going to be? Because there are multiple jurisdictions, because they're saying if a city does this in a state, they'll withhold the funds. The left is super anti-Israel, because it's being, you know, ginned up. That's their constituents. This is going to throw total fuel on the fire, and then there will be disasters in these areas. And then if anybody gets killed, this is going to be laid at the feet of Trump.
Yeah, it probably will. But then again, they probably engineered that so that he can get directly blamed. Like, that's just what they do. Anything, we've got the same thing over here in Scotland, especially with the SNP, the Scottish National Party. They're not nationalist in any measure at all. Basically, if anything goes well, it's the SNP that did it. If anything goes badly, it was the Tories that did it. That's what they do. And it's going to be the same with the leftists towards Trump. Anything good that happens, or it was actually the leftists, or Pelosi, or just some other female that has no business being in government. And if anything goes bad, then it's totally 100% Trump. Don't have a look at the evidence. Just, you know, just trust us.
Oh, absolutely. Doing a deep dive on the Palisades fire, what Mel Gibson's saying, it was on purpose. That's totally proven. We've got all the evidence. We'll be presenting it soon. And absolutely, they'll definitely set fires or something in their jurisdictions to blame Trump. He's walking into a trap as usual.
Oh, they did that in Rome. That's an old trick they used to do in Rome, where if someone's building was in fire, the fire brigade would turn up and start negotiating to buy the building from them. And they're like, we can put the fire out now and you can sell us the building for like a tenth of what you bought it for. So you're getting some money back, or we're just going to sit here and the whole thing can burn down and you get nothing. That's essentially what they did. That was done in ancient Rome. That was done in multiple cities all around the world, actually. It was just a way to scam people out of their property. There's nothing new, you know, that they say history doesn't repeat, but it rhymes. That's essentially what they've done. Good real estate there, nice little native islanders, sadly won't shift from it. It was a little bit of colonialism, you know, sometimes you just have to light a fire under them, literally.
Absolutely. Well, I was going to do the deep dive on that today, but there's even more evidence I want to get. So either tomorrow or the next day, maybe Friday, maybe next month, I don't know. I'm going to do a deep dive on this, but I got so many clips and so much stuff I need to go through it because I really want to knock it out of the park because this is absolute proof of this. And we need to expose it or it's continue happening. Of course, they're taking the land. The UN Smart City, just unbelievable, exactly as I predicted. Now, in the time we have left, sorry, this news just broke on Trump to withhold disaster funds from any group or state or municipality that criticizes Israel, basically, or doesn't agree to do business with Israeli companies. I mean, it's just next level. But back to Epstein, your take on that, what you think's going on, where you think this is going. And how it ties into the Royals, obviously up their eyeballs with Epstein and Jimmy Savile and the rest of it.
I think it's a case if the list has everyone from every side of politics in it. It's going to have actors, it's going to have politicians, it's going to have CEOs, it's going to have that. So basically both sides stand to lose some very big, major and important people. Right? So basically it's become a sort of a mutually assured destruction. But if this list comes out, everybody's going down. Left and right, there are so many people at the top that are going to be going down over this list. Because if Trump was in the files, like some people are saying he was, Biden administration would have that out in 5 minutes. That would be plastered everywhere. It would be all over the place. It would be all over the news. Right, first thing in the morning, that's the first thing they would do. However, they didn't do that. So it's a case of either Trump isn't in the files or there's far too many of their own in the files. And I think what's happened is people have actually had a proper look at the files and realized that too many major important people from both sides, especially people that are part of the deep state, they're all going to go down as well. So I think both sides have probably made some sort of little silent handshake of, let's just deny that there ever was a list and let's just not release it ever. And that's just one, that's my theory of, I think, what's happened. Because we've been hearing about a list for years and years. You were talking about the Epstein stuff decades before it entered into the zeitgeist and everybody knew about it. You've been talking about this for a really long time, and it's because it's based on something that all intelligence agencies do actually do. If there's someone that they want to control as a puppet, they will get them caught in some type of sexual scandal. They'll spy on them, or they'll go, oh, we're going to tell your wife you're cheating on her, so you better do everything we tell you. Every single intelligence agency in the world does this, and they have done this for absolutely decades. Yet for some reason, whenever you say, oh, here is Mossad doing it, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, the CIA does this, MI6 does this, everybody does it. Everybody does it. Why does Mossad suddenly magically get a pass and everybody goes, no, they would never do that. Right, okay, maybe they didn't write the rule book on it, but it's a tactic they definitely have adopted. But I think the reason the list isn't coming out is there's far too many important people on it. And I think Ghislaine Maxwell as well has even offered to testify in front of Congress about everything. Now, this is the thing that blows my mind about Ghislaine Maxwell's sentencing, is she was sentenced to jail for trafficking children to no one, apparently. Like, not a single customer that you were trafficking children, not a single name of who she was trafficking them to came out in court. Nobody went to jail over it. And that's just the most suspicious thing. It's basically, these people are too big for them to give up. These people are too big for them to send to prison. And I think it's because the people are too big and there's too many of them.
Well, I don't think you're right. I know you're right. We know there's thousands of names. We know there's the head of Mossad over there and the prime minister. We know the CIA is involved. And we know that's what's going on. And then Trump made the deal for the betterment of the stock market, he thought. I don't agree with that logic. I'm saying this. This is what I've been told by a lot of high-level people. And then the Democrats still turned around and tried to burn him with it, and that's why he's so pissed.
Yeah, it's just, it's the thing is, it's a difficult situation. I still think the list should come out. Yeah, okay, it's probably going to cause a massive dip in the stock market because 3/4 of Hollywood and half of CEOs are probably all going to get shipped off to prison and everything. You know, loads of people are going to realize that their heroes are like dirty nonces and stuff like that. But I mean, I would rather suffer through that calamity than go through 100 or 200 years of us being ruled by a bunch of satanic pedophiles.
I totally agree. Now, for people that don't know about the UK, is it an exaggeration that if we had to pick any place that is like the headquarters of known government pedophile rings, that the UK would be it?
Oh, we've got tons of them. The BBC knew about the Savile stuff and covered it up. There was even another one as well. I forget the guy's name, but he was one of the hosts on This Morning. He was a rather camp gay guy, and it turned out that there was a young boy that he'd been grooming since he was 14. It's just a repeated thing that keeps happening with BBC employees. Right, they just keep getting caught up in sexual scandals. The BBC then catches wind of it and they actively bury the story. because they don't want it getting out.
Well, it's turned out a bunch. I mean, what about they call it Asian grooming gangs, but it's Pakistani grooming gangs. So something like 60% of the sex slavery, thousands of little girls per town, police getting arrested to try to investigate it. Tommy Robinson, you started his whole saga.
Just recently, important thing, it's just recently came out that in some of the grooming gangs, police officers were involved in having sex with the girls. And that's why a lot of these guys got away with not getting investigated for so long and evidence was going missing or not being collected properly. It's because police officers were involved in the grooming gangs. That's something that's just came out because see now, the survivors were thrown away. They were buried. They were abandoned in the adoption system or in children's care homes and everything. They were stuck away in a little back corner. Nobody was allowed to go near them for their own safety. In other words, Don't let anybody talk to them, otherwise they're going to bring the entire thing down. But what's happened is these girls have grew up now. They're all over the age of 18. They're free agents and can do whatever the hell they want. They're now approaching everyone and saying, yeah, not only did the police know about this stuff, but the police were part of the grooming gangs and grooming the girls.
Well, that's what I said decades ago about this. When Tommy Robinson was first breaking it, you know, they're getting thrown in jail for it over and over again. He's been arrested again. We'll get to that in a moment today. Is that they let the Pakistanis, that's part of the culture, pedophilia, just is, folks, and inbreeding. The majority of deformities in the UK are Pakistani folks. I mean, they should stop doing it. The British Royals got, you know, stopped doing it. You know, these are your so-called Asian grooming gangs. Technically, I guess you call them Asian or part Asian. You're Asian. There you go. Thousands of them, millions of kids probably over the decades. And it turned out they were supplying them from our intel, from members of parliament I had on, to the larger government-run pedophile ring. They were just the Renfields handling the kids for Dracula.
Yeah, that's essentially what it was. And it's a case of, I think there were people much bigger than the police involved in the grooming gang scandal. I definitely believe it was. I do. Obviously, the Asian population that were involved in the grooming gangs, they were part of it as well. But there is a very, very specific reason why they were able to get away with it for so long. And basically, you can't get away with something so obviously public like that, it was just an open secret. Everybody knew about it. Everybody knew that there was a house down the road that you could go down and have sex with little girls. And yet no matter how many times people called the police, nobody did a thing about it. The only reason that you can get away with something so public and so is extreme like that is if there's people at the top protecting you.
And who for 15 years was the head of the CPS and it had no prosecutions to protect all this? I may have heard his name. He's the same guy last week, so there's no censorship in the UK.
Keir Starmer?
Yes, Keir Starmer.
Did you hear, remember Axel Rudakabana, the guy that did the Southport stabbings? You obviously know why his dad was able to remain in the country.
Yes, tell people about that.
Yeah, well, basically, Axel was born here, but his father wasn't. And the British government was trying to deport Axel's father. However, he had a really, really great lawyer that argued his case and managed to win him his right to remain in the country. And that lawyer's name was Keir Starmer.
Wow.
Yep.
So, where do you predict the UK government's going, the EU government's going, and the US government's going?
Full-blown authoritarianism, but it's the death throes. It's the death throes. See, bringing on all the speech laws, it's the building of the Colosseum. That's what they're just basically trying to keep people nice and distracted with all this nonsense because they don't want people to ferment. They don't want people to start going out in the streets. They don't want people to start getting organized because, again, that is the thing that terrifies governments the most. Any show of force from the population, the government will come down on that stuff hard. However, they're doing it in a way where it's now having the opposite effect. There's eventually going to come a point where nobody's going to care about getting sent to prison over a Facebook post. People are going to go out in the streets and they're going to start doing some stuff. Will it be a full-blown civil war? No, I don't think it's going to be a full-blown civil war. However, I do think there is going to be an overplayed hand show of force from the government that is going to backfire drastically, that is going to result in a massive show of force from the population. And it's going to get to the point where the government is going to have no choice. They're going to avoid the civil war at all costs.
Right? By the way, I'm going to get where you're getting your sources or just what you observe. I don't know if you know, but even the UK Ministry of Defense last week and others were saying they believe there's going to be a civil war. That they're going to lose the way they're going. So even the military is saying you better stop to the globalists, but they don't know how to stop.
No. They've cranked it up to 11. They've overplayed their hand. And also, they're too proud. No, this is my dream. this is my dream. I want the widest range of restaurants and mulatto people with shaved heads and, like, grey jumpsuits and everybody looks the same. This is my ideal. And they'll all be tax slaves, of course. Right, they're not going to back down, right? They've came this far and they've just gone into sunk cost fallacy. The diversity experiment failed. It failed. It doesn't work. It's making everybody miserable. And that's what happens in this system. No one has what they want. No one has the leader that they want. No one has the country that they want. Nobody even has the type of TV and movies that they fucking want. Everybody's miserable. Everybody's angry. Everybody's upset. And that's what's going to result in people going into the streets. And the government, you are right, the government is preparing for it because they were doing a riot drills where the police go out and they do their training sort of for a riot situation and see the actors that were dressed as like the protest. They were police officers, but they were dressed up to play the part for the riot drills. They were dressed up with like Union Jacks and English flags and everything, like, because that's what they're training for. They know that it's not going to be the Muslims, it's not going to be Antifa, it's not going to be the far left. It's going to be working class British people. And I don't know if you know a lot about working class British people, but if they go up against the cops, they're going to win.
And then what unfolds from that? Because we have all these judges throwing peaceful demonstrators in prison, bragging about it. We have all the videos of doors being kicked down. The intimidation's not working. I could have told them that, just like Americans on average, you think of, you're being nice, the Texans are all tough and all the rest of it. But most people in Texas aren't even Texans anymore. But I agree. Texans 50 years ago, nobody would put up with this. But I mean, you know, take the UK. A lot of hardworking people, also a lot of people that are down and out, a lot of hooligans, people that like to fight, a lot of drunks, and they don't have a lot to lose. And so once this kicks off, this could be like a V for Vendetta moment where people just literally take over the whole country, take over Parliament, you know, take over Big Ben, burn everything down. I mean, if the population wanted to literally take over and hang every one of these globalists, they could do it in about a day.
Oh, they'd be able to do it. France proved that, you know, back in the 1700s. Like, they just get fed up and sick of it. They dragged them out the palaces and fired up the guillotines. That's what they did, right? I'm not condoning it, and I'm not saying anyone should do that over here. I don't want to make my lawyer very, very nervous. But I do see us inevitably going down that path. Basically, it's not going to stop at just riots. Things are going to get very, very extreme. I don't think the government is going to be toppled, but I do think, see how they're slowly putting the woke away, where they're like, oh, no, we're going to ban trans people from bathrooms, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. These are all little minor concessions. I think it's going to get to the point where the government's going to panic so much about losing all of its power that it will be prepared to give up a good chunk of its power. I do think there's going to be some very major concessions made towards the nation.
No, I agree.
Population.
They'll just slow down the takeover to put us back to sleep.
Yeah, that's what they'll do is they'll give us big concessions of power, but then all they'll do is they'll start slowly just building back up again. They'll just see it as a setback. It's not a cancellation. It's just a setback where it's like, instead of us achieving our plan in 50 years, it's now going to take 80 years. But that's fine because it's for the greater good and whatever.
Well, I want to be clear, and I know you're being serious when you say it too. I'm not an accelerationist. Almost all violent revolutions, even against a tyranny, turn out making something worse. So I don't want to get a Hitler. Yeah. I don't want a violent revolution. The problem is if they force you to tyranny, that's what happens. Then we'll have to be engaged somehow in it just to keep the really bad revolutionaries from taking over. And the French Revolution didn't go like ours. Well, it went into something even worse, if you can believe that. And so historically, I get chills thinking about it. And a lot of globalists earlier wrote in their own white papers, oh, we're going to foment revolutions in the West and use that to take over. Now they're pulling back DEI and all of it all over because they realize, oh, no, we're going to lose. Well, the question is, have they already lit a fuse they can't unlight?
Yeah, I think that they have overplayed their hand massively and too many people are now seeing exactly what it is that they're doing and they're getting a lot better at recognizing when they're being lied to, especially when someone's doing it so blatantly as Keir Starmer, right? Loads of people used to just believe politicians, but Keir Starmer, he's a brave liar, but he's not a good liar, right? You know, he'll piss on your leg and tell you that it's raining, right? Your own eyes and ears and all your senses are telling you one thing and people are starting to trust their own senses. Right, and when a politician repeatedly lies to you over and over and over, and on top of that, your gran froze to death because you can't afford her heating bill, that's going to make people get really, really upset. Basically, no one has the society that they want. It is within everyone's grasp.
Well, let's be clear. Hundreds of old people froze to death confirmed. Just imagine, so they can heat the palaces and they take away their tiny gas allotment while they blow up the Nord Stream pipeline to double prices. And then they've got 4-star hotels all over the country housing illegal aliens that came across on Soros-funded UN Zodiac boats. Everyone's watching this, and they're getting more and more angry.
Yeah, but they're also being told it's not happening. even though they can see it with their own eyes, they experience it in their neighborhoods and in their society, and yet they're being told, oh, no, this isn't
That's
happening.
What I forgot.
And
they even say there are no migrants in hotels. Count Dankula, incredible job. Join us again soon. Amazing breakdowns at Count Dankula TV on X. Just type in Count Dankula everywhere on YouTube. You'll find him. Thank you so much. Always great to talk to you. We're back in the U.S. Come to the studio again.
Great to be back, man. Thanks very much.
Oh, no, donkey. We love you. Thank you, brother.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you, whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there, with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the ultimate turmeric, and the methylene blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of thealexjonesstore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the methylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP, because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
All right. I had said at the start of the broadcast I was going to do a deep dive in this hour on the Palisades fire, but what happens is there's so much proof it was premeditated, so much smoking gun proof that I just kind of shout some orders, get me this, get me that, get me this, and then I get some of what I want, some of what I wasn't looking for, other stuff, then I get reminded of other stuff I want. So when I get off today, I'm going to go over all these videos, these articles, these documents, and everything, because this is important, and I don't want to, because it's so bad. And of course, what I have here totally proves it was premeditated, but there's a bunch I don't have. So tomorrow, it'll probably take a whole hour, one of the hours, I'm going to do it. Because I saw Mel Gibson come out in 3 minutes, you know, and lay out the basic facts. He got attacked for it. Most people supported him. This is a breaking point. Of course, his house got burned down out there. And I know he listens to shows, so his son will say hi to him. But the point is that this is important. So I'll do that tomorrow. Don't worry, there's a lot I wanted to get to. I wasn't going to have time to get to that I'm going to hit right now. So first I want to get into drones and robots and what the real threat is and where this is all going and self-driving cars and all of it. And then I want to get into people losing complete faith in the system, which you could say is a good thing, except the whole human system's not bad, but because people don't have even moderate to deep knowledge of how things work, as the awakening happens, they awaken to the fact they're being lied to, and then they think everything's a lie. They think the world's flat. They just think everything's not real. You know, birds aren't real. I mean, stuff like that. And so this is a real crisis. And I've got a lot of examples of this. And then meanwhile, the government's flooding the zone with fake UFO whistleblowers to confuse things. And that's really their answer to losing confidence with the public and trust, is not to start telling the truth and reform themselves, but just go into next level disinformation, acting like they're patriots. And then a lot of people pick it up, and it's pretty scary to watch. You know, it's the same thing. Just because we don't like the whole globalist operation and its plan doesn't mean everything that percolates up to resist it is a good thing. And it's always totalitarianism of another flavor that's the answer to totalitarianism. Like the French Revolution, I wouldn't support the French oligarchs, you know, the French royalty, the French aristocracy. Well, then what they got was, according to the French themselves, 10 times worse. Not defending apartheid, then you get communist rule, and they admit Africans in South Africa say it's just infinitely worse than it was. You're not defending. It's like having a stubbed toe. Well, then you chop your toe off with a hatchet. That's worse. So it's just, look, most people don't have time, inclination, or they're not into history. They're not into systems. They're not into real science and full spectrum integration. And they've been dumbed down so much. But the gaslighting gets so insane that they then at least understand they're being lied to by the government institutions. So everything must be a lie. Well, that causes collapse of civilization as well. So when people figure out the social contract's been broken, how do they know what new contract is set up? And that's why they really want us off the air. Because I'm not up here with some manifesto or some contract on how I think you ought to do it. I'm simply pointing out what common sense civilization is and what's worked well before. And I just try to tell the truth and try to get stuff right. Unlike so many other people that even claim they're in opposition to tyranny, they just kind of make up whatever they want to. And that's called living in la la land. And that's the foundation of mental illness, is people that have no basic bearings. So we are in deep doo-doo. Yeah, there's an awakening. Yeah, people are trying to turn out of it. But that's just part of the fight. Now, so many people think that the Terminator takeover is going to be like the Terminator movie with humanoid robots and drones killing everybody. That's certainly an aspect to it. But that's more the 1984, instead of jackboots oppressing you, it's robots oppressing you. But that's only a emergency backup. As Aldous Huxley, whose brother ran UNESCO, was a head eugenicist, said, no, it's going to be brainwashing, drugs, domesticating people, slowly brainwashing you until you never know what hit you. That's really the model that has been settled on for total control. And the backstop is the drones and is the robots and the police, you know, new backup, you know, is the drones and all the rest of it. But that's a small percentage of the Alexa listening to you and everything being tracked in your cell phones, your cars, and everything being listened to. Not that you're doing something wrong, but to actuary how to control you, how to isolate you. People going into stores. This is happening everywhere with pizza delivery and grocery stores where, oh, the prices are changing every few minutes according to who's coming in the store and the market. So nothing's ever set. Nothing's ever known. You can't really plan anything. If you think hyper-fast trading the last 30 years was bad, rigging the stock market, and the Bloomberg terminals, wait till all of this is ubiquitous, because it's already here. And the self-driving cars, hey, sounds great, you're quadriplegic, or hey, you're sick, or hey, you're drunk, or hey, you're whatever. But they're going to come out, and I said they would, now they have, oh, self-driving cars statistically are way safer. So insurance companies are going to charge you more if you don't have a self-driving car. And then they just ban the cars that aren't self-driving. So when Elon Musk says, oh, soon it'll be, you know, it's weird to see somebody, you know, riding a horse to work as it'll see somebody driving a car. People don't know how to do math now because of calculators. People don't know how to remember numbers because it's all stored in your phone. It all is very convenient, except it makes you obsolete when you don't know how to do basic things. And it's being sold by the globalists that are a post-human system. Breaking, a Chinese DIY genius has 3D printed a robot that drives, swims, flies, and even launches missiles. This is just what an inventor can do with off-the-shelf products for cheap. Now viral across Chinese platforms, it's being hailed as the next big leap into low-cost battlefield tech. I remember 15, 16 years ago talking about how the Pentagon was trying to give drones to all the police departments, and I said soon they'll start replacing humans with robots, bipedal robots, dog robots, all this. And I got heavily censored. Oh, you're conspiracy theorists. Got attacked by the system. Like when I said, hey, this atrazine's bending the gender of humans and frogs and other, not just amphibians and mammals. And I got attacked all over because they knew it was the truth. They wanted to ridicule it and pre-program you that it doesn't exist, or when it comes in, it's a joke. So, yes, this is all very serious. And now look how everything's drone warfare when they took over Syria in the last 8 months. NATO and Ukraine and NATO and Turkey and Israel. And now look at the Ukraine war being mainly drone war. But it's not just the little drones that are becoming autonomous, not just drones, but pre-programmed controlled by AI. It's the big bombers. It's the secret stuff you haven't seen. And it's all the admitted autonomous drones they've got coming out. So those drones, those AI-controlled systems, will follow the orders of the globalist, whereas human bomber pilots or human soldiers might have a heart, might have a soul. Tucker had that highly decorated Green Beret on last week. I saw him another interview today. I don't know if I sent the clip to you guys, but I think I did. But no, I was walking into the office for it to send it. And he was over there in the Gaza thing where they herd people in. By the hundreds of thousands, food gets thrown out in front of them. People get trampled every time to death. Kids were getting crushed up against a wall. So they climbed up, little 5-6-year-old kids, shoeless, shirtless. And the Israeli in charge of the base with the private hunter said, you know, take them out. And they said, it's little kids. We're not going to take them out. And they said, they called the commander. Commander comes in from the company and says, we do what they say. Take them out. And by then, the kids had, you know, gotten out of the deal. But again, a robot will follow the orders. And you've already got Palantir. I'm not singling them out. It's a lot of these AI companies, but Palantir specifically for the Israelis. With the face scanning cameras and the face scanners on the drones, literally flying around, picking out who they want to kill and who they want to take out. It's like, oh, it's okay, it's a robot. Well, how does the robot get charged with war crimes later? Because it made the decision. Talk about Nuremberg defense just following orders. So when I saw this clip, I meant to tell the crew, and I forgot to tell them. If you look at the 1980s movie, Runaway, with Tom Selleck, type in trailer for Runaway. Tom Selleck, and it's got Gene Simmons in it, too. It's a great B-movie. There's little spider drones that look just like this that actually inject poison into people. And then Gene Simmons has got a high-tech gun he's killing cops with that shoots a bullet out that's a missile that changes course and face scans you and kills only who it's told to kill. Well, that's all been around for real a long time. So see, what's theoretical in the 80s is around by the mid, 2010 or so that we know of. So governments, corporations, all of it is creating this power balance, saying unlimited power to AI and robots, but you can't have power because of carbon taxes. And then everything's being designed for a post-human world. And this is the ultimate class system where the AI gets all the power, the AI gets to have all your data, but you, if you found out your neighbor's medical status and saw their medical records, you can go to prison. So this is a really, 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 really evil system. Let's pull up the trailer for Tom Selleck's, I think it's Runaway is the name of the movie, I'm going from memory. And of course, these are theoretical videos you're seeing of some drones. This is a real one. And again, this is cheap stuff. Imagine, I mean, they got way more advanced stuff you haven't seen. The Chinese and the U.S., the Russians, all of it. But now it's getting escalated and deployed to the battlefield. Here is, this is in Chinese, but I'll try to voice it for radio listeners. Here it is. Swimming around in the water, on the land, shooting missiles. Pulling up your backyard, taking out other drones. And of course, these little fireworks, it's doing it, but it's just a demonstration of what they can do with more funding. And then it takes off.
这个就是我们刚完成的一个小虫子。 先根据自己的设想把手稿画出来，再把它的模型建出来。最近有朋友推荐了佳立创3D打印平台，能打印树脂、金属、尼龙、塑料，每个月还能免费打样。看了看他们电子和机械类业务还挺全，这样锻炼下去。Explains
how he bought it all off the shelf, then made it very, very inexpensively, and he shows himself building it. If you're two of you, you're like, we know that. I don't remember. I'm on something called radio still. That's how they try to take us off all the internet. We still survive with our talk radio stations. They're so precious. And you should all support if you're listening to them. And even if you have family out of town and can't listen to the radio station, send the link out to the feed of their shows that I'm on to them as well. That's how we spread the word. Helps out the local station, helps out the truth, and wakes up everybody you know. So that's human power by us networking and working together. We can overpower the computers, the robots, the systems. They're trying to build a mass up of this, though, that can override us. And they've got AI grocery stores, AI hamburger places, restaurants. You go to the airports. They're all trying to make you do it. Don't buy from a robot. Don't go to a place that has a robot server. Say, we want human to serve us. We want humans to have jobs. And if we come together as a human union with simply a sign on a building saying our stuff is human, our stuff's cooked by humans, serves by humans, grown by humans. It's like beyond fair trade. And that's how we're going to keep humanity is having unofficial and official unions, not run by communists, not run by the left, but unions of where we stand up for what we believe in. They want a social credit score to make you cut your son's penis off, to make you have sterilization, to make you do the things they want so you get better credit score. We have to create our own independent systems that will actually develop into more high-tech systems where we make moral decisions, ladies and gentlemen, that then affect the world collectively together through individualism. So whereas we think woman goes head-to-head with a humanoid robot, you know, she's fighting it, it's all just an fun little thing they have, and oh, you're locked down in your house, but you can watch the football game or baseball game or soccer game. Well, robots watch. They're training you that it's the end of the human age. It's a time for the robots. Well, only if we roll over and give them control of our civilization. But what's really going to take over is humans through digital training the AI and training everyone to talk to a human through a screen at an airport, or to face scan to get in the bathroom, or to face scan to get on an airplane, or face scan to go into Whole Foods going in Europe. Or you go into a hotel, Viral footage shows hotel guests checking in with outsourced Indian virtual worker. Now, he's not a bad person. I don't guess Indians in general, but he'll work for a tenth of the price. So we're not going to hire locals for this. We're going to outsource to the third world, which again is the giant sucking sound. And he's only training AI to be replaced ultimately by himself. And you're being trained. Say no to this. Don't go to stores or shops or places. Refuse at the airport to face scan. It's not the law. I do every time. People go, you can do that? Yeah. But once they do it long enough, they're going to pass a law saying you have to. Spotify requiring face scans to get on Spotify. All about age verification. And the stupid right wing's pushing that, getting that passed everywhere, helping bring in the censorship. Roll footage of the, you go into a hotel, you don't talk to a person, you talk to a screen with a person on it. That's the bridge to the AI. Here it is.
Okay.
You need one room key or two room keys?
Two, just in case I lose one.
Yes, I will just complete this for you. Just help me with your signature, what it says, guest signature. Let me just process your room registration
form. Please wait while we process your registration form. Please note that we have a strict policy of no smoking, no pets, and no visitors allowed in any of our guest rooms. Signature must match the one on your ID. Using your finger, please sign where it says guest signature when you see the form on the screen.
Alright, sir, I will just process your room receipt, which contains all the properties.
So the guy in India is just there to hold your hand. You're already talking to AI robot. They just know, ooh, that's a little upsetting. Well, we'll just get an Indian guy in there to, be the hold your hand. So this is all training wheels. They've already studied it. They know people reject it. They know we reject the metaverse and the Google goggles and all of it. The life and death case of self-driving cars. Sorry, a robot is probably safer than most humans. And 14 times, 15 times safer. I told you decades ago that was coming. Now the insurance companies, maybe we won't let you be a human driver anymore. We got to get rid of your old cars because they're not self-driving. It's a trap. Absolute anti-human trap. And I'm not against innovation, but this is Trojan horse innovation for total slavery. But you just saw that little homemade with off-the-shelf stuff in China, weaponized robot. Here's the trailer from Runaway from the 1980s.
Why did Jack quit the regular force?
Yeah, why did he quit, Marvin?
What did he tell you?
He told me because of vertigo, but I don't believe him.
A few years back, Jack was chasing this guy. Bad guy. This guy ran into a building that was under construction. Jack freaked out, started sweating, couldn't follow him. The guy got away. Later that night, that same guy killed six people.
Is that why he's a robot expert?
It's always on his mind. The guy that got away.
Retinal identification is now being carried out. You know anything about robotics and computers?
Jack, look at this. You've heard of a bullet that has your name on it? You see that red stripe? It's not a regular commercial ship. This isn't a runaway. This is murder.
He's killed five so far. I want him.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
We can send a disarm robot. It'll hit the disarm, and any minute it's going to decide to hit the kid. Hey, you got that floater yet?
Mid-80s. And notice it's all pre-programmed. It's all here now. Drones, robots, everything.
So I took some night courses in robotics.
The police using it. They're all pre-programming here. Of course, Tom Selleck didn't know that. CIA writes all these big scripts. On record, look it up.
I'm glad you're satisfied, Dr. Luther.
Satisfied? I'm delighted. I'm ecstatic.
It's good. Good.
Where are the chips?
Damn evil son of a bitch.
These aren't all the chips. And where are the templates to make more?
Selling. Cynthia Rhodes. Gene Simmons. Runaway.
You can't run away, Ramsey.
All right, I wanted to get to the proliferation I see everywhere of women freaking out saying everything's a lie. Oh, my God, what do? We can't trust anybody. But it's too important. I'll hit that tomorrow, too. Owen Shore is about to take over. I got to half of it today. I did the best job. I did a better job than usual. There's just so much other bombshell stuff here. I'll have to shoot special reports. Oh, my gosh, there's just so much. It's just totally insane. But, look, if humans don't start caring about humans and if people don't get informed and involved, we're all screwed. And I say to the establishment as well, all your big globalist plans don't go the way you want them to every time. And you're building a system that's going to get us all killed. The answer is becoming good and informed and not putting up with evil and building a pro-human system where technology empowers people through competition, not where it replaces us. And you already see with all the technology in the last 50 years, people are lower IQs, they're unhealthy, they already, most of them don't want to have a life. Most young people are completely lazy, not all of them. It's created total aimlessness. Just since ChatGPT's come out, I know a lot of people that refuse to write anything or even do anything because they think it's going to do it better, and it doesn't. It's like saying, I want a respirator. Why should I breathe? That's what they say this is going towards. Where, oh, you're going to be uploaded to a computer. It's all a lie, people. It's all a big, fat, satanic lie. Do people really want your children growing up in this hell? Because we're already deep into it. But it gets a lot deeper. Okay, I did a 30-second plug last hour and the hour before. We're not going to stay on air if I do that. Most of the problems around here with funding, which we're almost in the red, is that I don't plug very much, and everybody knows, nobody pays attention to commercials. Everything's product placement. Well, we don't do product placement because I'm very direct. I'll go, Doritos, like Wayne's World, and eat one, and, you know, I'm being paid by Doritos. Or you see the new Happy Gilmore, which I watched on Netflix. I know it's totally mindless and stupid, but I wanted to see it. And it was just, you know, Jack Daniels product placement the whole time. It's like an anti-drinking show. It's actually a pro-drinking show. And I looked it up. Sure enough, they're a sponsor. I was wanting Jack Daniels. I didn't get it. So I'm not selling Jack Daniels. I think it's people that drink it. I'm selling ultramethylene blue that'll change your life. I'm selling the best shilajit that'll change your life. I'm selling the very best turmeric that'll change your life. I'm selling the very, very best Irish sea moss. I got it all. This stuff is so good for your whole body, so good for your immune system, so good for your stamina. They all work synergistically together. Our ultimate life force took the two top highly rated, very best brands of pro-cardiovascular spike protein detox. Even if you didn't take the COVID shot, most people got it. And it gets rid of it. Everybody should do a regimen of this. Everybody should routinely take this a few times a year. Ultimate Life Force is incredible. And it funds the operation. Get Ultimate Life Force. Get, you've seen the rave reviews. They're insane. We've got the very best methylene blue, ultra methylene blue. And the widest selection of Patriot apparel. And the widest selection. It's just amazing. And limited edition, badass, high-tech, tactical dagger that's lower than they sell it in stores because we bought so many of them, and it's engraved with 1776 in a collector's case with a badass high-tech scabbard. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. That is the coordinates of funding the Second American Revolution worldwide and continuing to challenge the globalists. That's why they want us off the air. Plus, the products are insane. 99-plus percent of you, which is fine. I get it. Never go to TheAlexJonesStore.com to watch this show. Are you insane? Go get some methylene blue, even the crappy stuff. People, most people like it and feel it. Ours is hands down. I can't quantify it. It's medical grade. Other methylene blue never did anything to me. This stuff's insane. Energy, focus, clarity, like a cloud lifts. We have the capsules. We have the liquid. And for all VIP members, which everybody should be VIP anyways. Let me explain how this works. You can go in for $30 a month, sign up just like Amazon Prime, and get $40 to spend right there. And you can cancel and never get charged the $30 again and get the $40. The special deal, special offer, special sales. See, so everybody that's a VIP right now gets one bottle or t-shirt or anything, another one free. That deal's going to end soon. But everybody should be a VIP anyways if you're going to buy anything. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Owen Shore takes over.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant and immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.